Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Remember, we change tomorrow by changing today, and we have to, because tomorrow really matters. Tell a friend, and stay tuned now for the Peter B. Collins Show, coming up next after the CBS News.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at Mile High Stadium in Denver and the Democratic Convention. The closing session of this convention is underway now. More than 75,000 people will watch Barack Obama's acceptance speech. Campaign manager David Plouffe.
What Barack Obama is going to do tonight is be very clear with the American people about the challenges we face, where he wants to take the country specifically, how the change he's offering is going to improve their lives and make us safer.
This is the first outdoor convention session since 1960 when John F. Kennedy spoke in Los Angeles. CBS's Steve Futterman describes the scene outside of this stadium.
These lines are long. In some cases, we estimate well over a half mile, but people don't seem to be bothered. They are in a good mood. They say they are supporters of Barack Obama, and they simply want to get inside to see the speech.
And they will about 4 hours from now when Obama speaks. I'm Peter Mayer, live at Mile High Stadium in Denver. Now with more on politics, here's Cammie McCormick.
A new CBS News New York Times poll asked the question, who should John McCain's running mate be? Deputy Director of Survey, Sarah Dutton.
Republican delegates' first choice is former Massachusetts governor and former presidential candidate Mitt Romney. 38% of them think that John McCain should choose Mitt Romney to be his running mate.
Mike Huckabee came in a distant second, followed by former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge. McCain is expected to appear with his choice tomorrow. The Associated Press reports he's made his decision. Tropical storm Gustav, blamed for more than 50 deaths in Haiti. It's now dumping heavy rain on Jamaica and moving to the Cayman Islands, where tourists are fleeing. Chris Witt is a Cayman Airways pilot.
We're doing evacuation flights. We did a bunch yesterday, we're doing a bunch today.
After the storm moves into the Gulf, it's expected to gain strength, so residents from Florida to Texas are preparing.
Texas Military Forces is ready with up to 5,000 guardsmen for rapid deployment if needed.
In Mississippi, Rupert Lacey is the emergency director in Harrison County.
Everything's ready to go if we have to pull the trigger.
And in New Orleans, WWL's Dave Cohen.
Long lines at many ATMs, teller windows, and drive-ups as folks are getting cash before they dash out of town if an evacuation is called.
Oh, just to get extra money so I have on the road.
I'm going to get some cash just in case a storm comes through. I have some money when I get out of town.
Gas stations to oil chain shops, grocery stores to the hardware store. We're seeing long lines as people get prepared in case Gustav heads this way.
Tomorrow is the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The unclaimed bodies of nearly 80 Katrina victims have been entombed at the site of the Katrina Memorial. A group of funeral homeowners said they took it upon themselves to do so because the city was so slow. Seven remaining bodies will be carried to the site in a jazz funeral tomorrow. A regional airline in Canada has come up with another way to save on fuel costs. It's removing life vests on flights within 50 miles of shore. Passengers will be urged to use their seats as flotation devices. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 200. This is CBS News.
How to overcome insomnia. Step one. Pinpoint what it is that keeps you awake. That loud rumbling from your refrigerator might be your first clue. Step 2. Go to the Home Depot. Get special deferred financing on store-wide purchases when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. Step 3. Get a new refrigerator. Sleep in on your long weekend.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 30% too. From August 28th through September 1st, save at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Save up to 30% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paint, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save. Only at Sherwin-Williams. For painting, decorating, and great savings. At Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Federal health officials said today they think they know what caused this summer salmonella outbreak, but food safety experts wonder if just knowing the cause is enough to prevent a repeat. Sabrina Gibbons has the story.
The latest salmonella outbreak appears to be over, Dr. Robert Toks with the CDC.
This was a very large and complex outbreak.
He says they traced the salmonella back to jalapeno and serrano peppers and possibly tomatoes early on. They were all from a distribution center in Texas and were grown at a farm in Mexico. The FDA's Dr. David Acheson.
What we are asking for is explicit authority to require preventative control.
More than 1,400 people were sickened in this latest outbreak. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
The favorite Labor Day destination for Americans, New York. According to Priceline.com, it bases its results on hotel bookings. Chicago came in second, and the survey finds big cities are very popular these days. Beach visits are down for the second year in a row. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Don't miss Lowe's Big Labor Day event, where you can get 10% off major appliances priced at $397 and above. Get $5 off 1 gallon or $20 off 5 gallon qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. And get 12 months special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Not to mention new lower prices throughout the store. So come to Lowe's this Labor Day weekend. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Credit offer available August 28th through September 1st.
Been waiting for the best time to buy a Sleep Number bed? The wait is over. Right now, during your Select Comfort Store's biggest sale of the year, you'll save on the entire line of Sleep Number beds. Get instant cash savings or interest-free financing for a full 3 years on approved credit. Now's your chance to enjoy the personalized comfort of a Sleep Number bed and get the best deal of the year. Go to sleepnumber.com or call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER for the store near you. Hurry, sale ends Labor Day. Sleep Number by Select Comfort. It's the bed that counts.
America is on the road to regime change. Now, live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, here's Peter B. Collins.
It is our fourth and final day of live broadcast from the Democratic National Convention in Denver. And we have moved from the corporate sugar water center to the corporate stadium. And I'm only going to say it once because Invesco didn't pay me for the naming rights to Mile High Stadium. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your humble host, often mild-mannered, Peter B. Collins. And we are here in a very noisy area opposite the Blitzburger Grill and under a huge Bud King of Beers sign at Mile High Stadium. And we're just getting the show started here. It is day four, our final broadcast from Denver. And once again, I want to thank the people who made this possible, including the folks at Strick Law, the Lawrence Strick Law Office. They're on the web at stricklaw.com, S-T-R-I-C-K. And about 40 listeners of the Peter B. Collins Show, including Karen Hansen in Sacramento, Larry Doers and his wife Janet in Costa Rica, and many people across the country. We'll thank as many of you as we can during the broadcast today, but it is kind of hectic here, and we're doing our best with the organized chaos of the Democratic National Convention. And my good friend Roy Zimmerman, who is on a 50-state tour, has shown up here in Denver, and we managed to get his guitar through the Secret Service security bubble and into the stadium. Roy, welcome.
Thank you so much. They dismantled it piece by piece and put it back together right well, I thought.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And security here is so tight that they removed all of the doors from the stalls in the bathrooms. Apparently, there's a Larry Craig threat, and they wanted to make sure that there'd be no toe-tapping when Stevie Wonder and Sheryl Crow perform as opening acts for Barack Obama. What do you think Barack will play?
I think he might play... he won't play second fiddle, I know that.
Yeah. He'll be playing a hope instrument.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to be playing the lead, whatever it is, yeah.
Well, Roy, I'm going to hold this mic up to your mouth, and we're going to take mic two here and hold it up to the guitar because of all the background noise here. And I'd like you to serenade us. Wow, there's Graham Nash.
No way.
And just a little while ago, William Crystal was posing for a photograph in front of Randy Rhoads, and I didn't think he noticed the contrast there. Anyway, Roy, you've got a song about what Michael Moore has recently been writing about, that the Democrats somehow could manage to blow this thing.
Well, it's always a paranoia, right? It's in the back of our minds, and we have a particular genius. We have a peculiar genius for self-sabotage.
This is our election, a democratic coup. I think we held our breath till America turned blue. We're practically waltzing right through the White House door. I haven't felt this way since 2004. This is our year. Our time is now. We're the Democratic Party. How can we lose? No, I'm serious. How? The Republican agenda has really hit the skids. They want to bomb the planet and bankrupt all our kids. And wiretap our bedrooms and drill our teeth for oil. I'm in a great mood, only victory could spoil. This is our time. Our time is now. Oh, we're the Democratic Party. How can we lose? No, I'm asking how. If there's a way to do it, we'll find a way to blow it and see each other through it and help each other throw it. Then I can say I knew it and you can say I know you know it. This one's ours to lose. So many ways it's hard to choose. We could show Barack Obama windsurfing on a tank while promising new taxes and Frenching Barney Frank. Campaign only in Hawaii, sleep through election day, but I'm afraid we'd probably win it anyway. This is our day, our time has come. Is there no way we can be dumb? The 2008 election, this one is it. How can we lose? We can't. Hooray! Oh, shoot.
Sanitized for AM radio. Thank you, Roy.
Hey, I'm sensitive.
You know, the fleeting expletive can cost me $350,000, and I've already pinched money for my listeners. Can't get much more. Roy will be back with us a little bit later here as we continue our live broadcast from Denver. Radio Row was uprooted about 2 hours ago and moved over here, and we just got connected moments before showtime. But that's how live radio works, and we get kind of a rush out of it. I've got two Obama delegates with me here at the radio position, and Sean Bagley is a member of the Democratic Central Committee in Monterey, and he and I have been conspiring just out of view of the National Security Agency for about 3 years now, since KRXA went on the air. Sean, welcome.
Well, hello, listeners. Great to be here. This is just so incredible. I'm a mile high.
And tell me what it's felt like to have a role in this convention, because honestly, I have been sequestered in the basement of the Pepsi Center and watch some of it on TV. I did get into the hall to see Hillary's speech the other night. But, you know, one of the ways I've characterized this, Sean, is that this is a very carefully scripted infomercial, and the delegates and some of us in the media are the extras who just are, you know, scripted and choreographed and told where to go and what to do.
Well, again, there's two sides to this. From a, everybody knows down in your listening area in Monterey County, Central Coast, is I am a lead organizer for the Democratic Party in the area, and since I met you 3 years, at this point we have 7 offices ready to go. So I know the Central Coast is ready to go, and we have 3 alone right there in Monterey County, and 2 in Santa Cruz County, and 1 in San Benito County, and we have 1 in Morgan Hill. So from the standpoint of coming here and watching a convention, I feel that this is a time for the Obama campaign to show unity, and I think that's the message that, for me, I was a Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I didn't know that. My apologies. I described you as an Obama. You are now.
Oh, yes. I am now an Obama.
So did Bill's speech clinch it for you last night? Doubts, remorse?
On the personal side, you know, I was in tears all the time watching this incredible, I mean, Monday night, wow, including the Ted Kennedy, Tuesday night. And in one sense, when you spoke earlier, earlier about, you know, you were sequestered. I'm kind of sequestered in all this drama and emotion, and it's just been, you know, I'm kind of with my blinders on. I'm concentrating on unity, bringing my Hillary Clinton supporters as Barack Obama supporters, and that was done.
Mm-hmm.
That was done, and so I'm excited about that. On the personal side, intimately hanging around with electeds, some of the few instances that I can talk about is the time that I'm so locked in, I walked into the women's room looking for urinals, and until a young lady came out, you're in women's room, and I ran out right along with another moment. Last night we're celebrating, and I'm dancing with Dolores Huerta.
Oh,
so it's been a wide range.
Yeah.
Having Barbara Boxer come into the California delegation area and explain the pass that
she was right there the other night when I dropped in on the delegation.
These really intimate moments. Yeah. I can't describe it. What a
great Sean Bagley from Monterey County, and also with us is a delegate from Berkeley, my friend Mark Friedman, who's an Obama delegate. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Peter. Wonderful to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, you didn't have to be switched over from Clinton to Obama.
No.
But tell me what you thought about the Hillary speech and then the president's speech.
I think they both did exactly what we needed them to do. They gave solid, enthusiastic, seemingly sincere, and when we're talking Clintons, we have to say seemingly sincere endorsements of Barack and the ticket and the importance to this country and in the planet, really, of electing Barack Obama. So I was extremely pleased. It was the best speech I've ever heard Hillary give. Dynamic, personal.
Relaxed.
Relaxed,
she was really comfortable. For somebody who was kissing off her dream, I thought she was really comfortable.
Yeah, I think she's done a lot of soul searching over the last month or two, and she was terrific.
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for anything better.
Now, I want to ask you something, Mark Friedman, because I first met you when you were campaigning against NAFTA in 91 or 92, and I want to know what you think of the current status of the Obama position on NAFTA.
I think it's nowhere near as strong as it needs to be. I think that certainly in the early campaign in Ohio, he was coming off as very anti-NAFTA, and so was Hillary, of course. They were competing to get the blue-collar union vote that is anti-NAFTA. But, you know, the globalization of the economy continues to hurt the working poor in our country and all middle-class people. And until we have a true progressive fair trade agenda, we're going to be a little bit lacking, and the Democratic Party is always subject to the same tendency as the Republican Party, is to go where the money is, to the corporate agenda. And we know Bill Clinton was solidly there, and we have the fervent hope and the fervent desire that the Barack takes us beyond the corporate agenda to a true progressive agenda.
Yeah, I'd really like to see that, but we know that Barack Obama has never positioned himself as a progressive. He's addressed some of our issues, but clearly there's a lot of work to do as the new administration is assembled to make sure that our voices continue to be heard and that our views are still in the mix. I don't expect to prevail every day of the week, but we want to be heard, we want to be at the table, and we want thoughtful analyses of the positions that come from the Democratic left.
I agree totally, and I think we are going to have a solid Democratic majority in the Senate and House. All signs say those are easier races, basically picking up seats, than the presidential race is going to be. So there'll be no excuse for not getting it done for health care, for education, for bringing the troops home, for alternative energy. No excuse. If we don't get it done, then we know that it's an opportunity squandered.
Yeah, Mark Friedman, a delegate from Berkeley for Obama, and also Sean Bagley, a former Clinton supporter, now fully unified. He's got a Hillary supporter for Obama button. Sean, great to have you here. Good to see you.
Thank
and Mark
you
Friedman, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
All right, good to see you both. We'll continue in just a moment. We'll take a quick break and return on the Peter B. Collins Show. And it's not easy for you to call in Cleveland today, so I'll let you know if there are times when we can take phone calls. It's so noisy here that even if we got you on the line right now, I probably wouldn't be able to hear what you're saying. You can email me, Peter at peterbcollins.com, and I'll try to check that occasionally here. We are live from the new Radio Row at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado, the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540. Visit our website at KRXA540.com.
Most mattress commercials feature a laundry list of brands the stores carry. You've heard the familiar names, and they count on that. So no matter what new model is introduced, no matter how good or inferior the components in that model, you'll still relate to the brand. SC41 Furniture carries its own brand, and we think that's good. Because we want you to judge our mattress on its quality and comfort, not just the name. At our store, you can see everything that goes into our mattresses. The durable slat suspension we adjust to each person, the high-grade carbon steel coils that hold their tension and deliver excellent support, latex cushioning made with air-circulating channels and free of all harmful chemicals, ultra-clean wool lining, and stretch cotton mattress covers that feel soft next to your body. You'll find this unique mattress made with only the highest quality components at one place, SC41 Furniture. On 41st Avenue, right off Highway 1, across from the Home Depot in Santa Cruz. On the web at sc41.com.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor authentic Chinese dishes like congee and juke at Jim's Restaurant, 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Hi, I'm Debbie LaSala from LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli at 250 Casa Verde Way in Monterey. Buy Right has been a family-owned Monterey Bay treasure since 1938. Hungry for delicious sandwiches? Join the many LaSala regulars who love our tasty, hearty sandwiches prepared with fresh-baked Palermo bread. Eat in or grab on the run at LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli. Whatever your choice, we at LaSala's will greet you with Mon Pa hospitality and truly awesome meals. And remember, sandwich trays are also available for meetings and parties. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli is located on the west side of Highway 1, exiting at 250 Casa Verde Way and going just past the first stop sign. For more information, call 372-6824. That's 372-6824. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli, a Mon Pa treasure at your service for 70 years.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I remain your humble host, Peter B. We are in the cacophony of Mile High Stadium here, where Barack Obama will deliver his acceptance speech a little bit later. Al Gore is on the agenda tonight, and I know a lot of progressives delight delighted to see that. There's entertainment from Sheryl Crow, Stevie Wonder, and I've heard rumors about Bruce Springsteen, but I'm not going to spread them because I have no confirmation. Candy Stroud joins me now. She's former communications director from the Democratic National Committee. She served as the UN correspondent for CNN.
Diplomatic.
Yeah, that's the UN.
That's State Department.
State Department. And she is our director here at Radio Row. Candy, you've done an amazing job, and I'm really grateful because you've juggled 75 or more different radio shows here.
Actually, it was about 175.
Ouch.
And they were bifurcated, Peter. That is, they were on the, well, I guess trifurcated. And as of today, I don't know how you say it, quadrificated.
They're just spread out all over.
We were on the sixth floor of the Pepsi Center. We were on the 100th level of the Pepsi Center, which was basically the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the first floor, right? And then today, we were at all those locations, plus the Invesco Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And as you saw, there were 75,000 people out there in line.
Yeah.
That we all had to get through to get here. But when you take that many shows, there are about 3,500 interview opportunities to put guests on.
Yeah.
And that's a daunting responsibility. So we've been trying to line up guests, you know, for the last couple of months. I would say that the Obama campaign got a little bit of a late start.
Yeah.
So it made it a little harder this time.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to 2004, when the Kerry campaign gave us a long list of several thousand speakers that we were able to line up in advance.
Right.
So we were behind the eight ball on this one, but we've done the best we could.
Well, you really come through for me, and technically it's been flawless. You know, when you come on a remote broadcast like this, you have to be prepared for glitches and, you know, signal drops and things like that. But so far it's been excellent and perfect for me. And, you know, for me, we meet a lot of great elected officials and people who are involved in politics, either covering it or playing it, and it's a tremendous opportunity to network and to see a lot of the people who we generally talk to just over the telephone.
Absolutely, and I think there's been a tremendous excitement at this convention that I haven't seen in a long time. Tremendous amount of enthusiasm. You can sense it in the air today because, you know, this is a huge event, like the one that John Kennedy did back in 1964.
Well, Kennedy would have been 1960.
1960.
Mm-hmm.
When he did his acceptance
at the LA Coliseum
outside, too.
Yeah.
And the weather is perfect today. It's absolutely not too hot, not too cold. All these people are just so excited to see Barack Obama in this setting.
Yeah.
I think that picking Joe Biden was a superb choice, and to see him on stage with those little children and the surprise by Barack Obama showing up last night was really a nice touch. You know, I think it's been a very, very nice convention.
Mm-hmm.
Could have packed a little bit more of a punch, but I think that Senator Kerry did that last night, and I think there'll be more punches to come.
I think Joe Biden's going to throw a few. And
I think he's skilled at that.
He probably will be right out there tomorrow when John McCain tries to steal the Democratic thunder by announcing his vice presidential pick. And Joe Biden will, I think, be right there to respond and say, well, so-and-so is a friend of mine, like John McCain, but he's got really bad ideas. And what was the high point for you so far, Candy? Bill Clinton's speech last night?
I thought that Bill Clinton was magnificent. I truly did.
Yeah.
I thought that the Biden appearance, his speech wasn't as good, but the warmth that was generated by bringing out all those little children that he obviously was very, that really love him.
Mm-hmm.
That whole family scene and then Barack showing up at the last minute, I thought was great. I also really was very moved by the Kennedy tribute.
Yeah.
I thought that was superb, and that Ted Kennedy, who had said all along he couldn't come because he's been undergoing chemo for his brain cancer, showing up. They didn't want him to come because, you know, it's a health threat when your immune system is so low when you're under chemo.
But he clearly,
but
he has been supporting Obama. Obama. He was out there early for him, and he sees this as a generational passing of the torch.
Yes.
And as one of our senior leaders, I mean, I put him right up there with Robert Byrd. He's provided great service and inspiration to many Americans, and it really touched me. I won't forget.
I'll never forget it.
I got to wrap up here, but let's do a shout out to our mutual friend Catherine Hand.
Absolutely, Catherine, our Friday night dinner club. Catherine, we love you. Look forward to seeing you back in Washington. And glad we have that great friend in common.
We sure
Peter,
do.
Always great to work with you. You're the best. And thanks for coming to Radio Row.
You bet. Candy Stroud, director of Radio Row here. I'm Peter B. Collins. We'll be back in a moment live from Mile High Stadium in Denver, where Barack Obama will accept the nomination in just a few hours. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The phrase, nice guys finish last, which was coined more than half a century ago by tough guy baseball manager Leo DeRocher, is now used in connection with dating, who gets the girl, and with competition in business, who gets the promotion. And politics, where negative campaigning is all about beating up on your opponent. But now at Harvard University's Evolutionary Dynamics Lab, an experiment suggests that it's the nice guys who win. Study's co-author David Rand.
What we wanted to know is, does letting people punish each other make them more cooperative? And is it actually in your interest to punish? And what we found is that the people that were spiteful and punished did the worst.
More after this.
Tired of hearing about the high price of oil? Well, Advance Auto Parts is doing something about it. They're lowering the price. So get over to Advance, where Castrol GTX conventional motor oil is only $9.98 a gallon. That works out to less than $2.50 a quart. Oh, and grab an oil filter while you're at it. The offer ends August 30th. That's how you save money to get your car running right and pull a fast one on the recession. Try beating that, OPEC. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
My friend Arch Lustberg, the communications guru, thinks that in a political campaign, likability is more important than any specific issue. Being nice, or at least being perceived as nice, and the Harvard study seems to confirm that nice guys often finish first. David Rand.
If you look around your daily life, this should fit pretty well with what you experience. I mean, I know I like working with people that are nice, and I don't like working with people that are spiteful. And so I think that people that are nice sort of are better able to get things done.
The study involved more than 8,000 games of Prisoner's Dilemma, in which students had opportunities to cooperate or punish, penalize or reward, work with or against one another. And more often than not, the winner would be one of the nice guys, the one who cooperated the most and punished the least.
The idea of these games that we have them play, although they're very simple, they capture the sort of fundamental aspect of cooperative endeavors between people. There's been a good amount of work replicating these sort of studies, and things seem reasonably consistent.
Is this true in real life?
If you look at the extremely successful people that we have as examples, people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, at least their public personas seem, you know, quite nice.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Find out what Wall Street isn't telling you and learn how to safeguard your shrinking dollars with the Capital Gold Group and the Gold Show with Jonathan Rose by tuning in Monday through Thursday nights at 8 or call us at 1-800-510-9594. The Gold Show is right here on AM 540 KRXA Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m.
Fritti di Mar Grill in Marina is a delicious haven for lovers of Italian seafood pasta and salads at neighborly prices. Owners Tito and Sonia Perez invite you to their new restaurant, Fritti di Mar Grill, for lunch or dinner weekdays and on Saturdays from 4 p.m. Every tasty meal comes with generous portions of Salvadoran warmth. Fritti di Mar Grill is at 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in friendly Marina. Browse to FrittiDiMarGrill.com or call 384-8525.
change we can believe in. Is it just a clever campaign slogan or a clarion call to move America past the blunders of the Bush era? Now, live from Radio Row, the Democratic National Convention in Denver, more exclusive coverage with Peter B. Collins.
We continue our live coverage of the Peter B. Collins Show here at the Democratic National Convention at Mile High Stadium in Denver. People are streaming in by the thousands here, capacity 75,000, and we see a lot of friendly, familiar faces in the crowd here, and plenty of regular people, a different mix from the delegates and others attending the convention who've been at the Pepsi Center the last three nights. Governor Don Siegelman returns. We had a chance to chat with him briefly yesterday. He served as governor of Alabama until Karl Rove railroaded him into jail, and he has been speaking out and fighting back, and I'm very proud to know you, sir.
Peter, thank you very much. I'm pleased to know you and appreciate your willingness to let me come on and talk to your listeners and ask them to contact their congressman and demand that Congress hold Karl Rove in contempt when they come back from this recess. It is, I think, critically important now that we send a message to all of those people who have been conspiring and working with Rove to undermine our democracy and subvert our Constitution, those who have misused the Department of Justice and used it as a political weapon, need to send them a message that their subpoena is being prepared.
Well, and this is part of a larger effort, and if you are able to prevail in your case, and if Congress will hear and demand that Karl Rove testify, but also hear the evidence, we, I believe, will blow open the cover of the U.S. attorney's politicization, and we know that part of that related to election issues, that David Iglesias went public and said that Pete Domenici, the senator from New Mexico, Heather Wilson, the congresswoman who was defeated in the primary this year, and I'm still dancing a little bit over that, that they made improper approaches to him, trying to get him to file phony voter fraud charges right before the 2006 elections. And I believe there's a whole scheme there, a vast right-wing conspiracy, if I can borrow a line from Senator Clinton, that will be exposed if the Congress has the nerve to dig into it.
Yeah, I think if all of these roads lead to Rove, the investigation of the Sigelman case is the shortest route to get to Rove.
Yeah.
We already have sworn testimony that Rove was involved in using the Department of Justice to go after me, Don Sigelman, the former governor of Alabama. And if Congress will begin in earnest that investigation by calling some of the surrogates, some of the accomplices that we know were named in sworn testimony to the Judiciary Committee, then that kind of pressure being applied, they are not going to prison for Karl Rove. They're going to say, hey, wait, I'm not going to prison for him. He told me to do it. And once we start unraveling this ball of yarn of evil weaving, it is, there's no telling what we will find, whether it'll lead to, lead to the U.S. attorneys.
Right.
Because all of those are related, as you indicated, to winning elections, retaining power, or gaining power.
Well, and Governor, the story is not over. Your chapter, hopefully, is a closed one that can be investigated and we can learn what happened. But this is part of the broader scheme of Republican election rigging that includes voter suppression. And just the other day, here in Denver, I talked to investigative reporter Greg Pallast, and he believes that as many as 20% of the registered voters here in Colorado have been purged from the rolls. And if they don't check with their registrar, they may show up in November prepared to vote and be told, sorry, you're not on the list.
No, Peter, you're exactly right. That this is part of a bigger plan. And Karl Rove has cloned himself. And his ideas about ways to manipulate politics and elections has permeated the Republican political infrastructure. And that's why it is so very important for Congress to hold Karl Rove accountable for his abuse of power, because it sends a strong message to these other people. If they fail to do that, it will send a message to them that it's okay for them to continue doing what they're doing. And it's not just at the highest levels of government. It's not just stealing a presidential election or a governor's race in Alabama or prosecuting a Democratic governor. These clones of Roe have wormed their way into the underpinnings of our democracy in small cities and towns and counties and states throughout the country. That's why, in my judgment, it is important for Congress to act and to act as quickly as possible.
Indeed. And we really, this is part of a critical set of issues, Governor, that we hope will return us to the rule of law and the supremacy of the Constitution.
Well, I do think that the subversion of our Constitution by abusing the power of the Department of Justice has threatened our democracy. And if Karl Rove is held accountable, then we begin the process of restoring justice and preserving our democracy.
Yeah. So you want my listeners to contact Speaker Pelosi, because she is really the key decision maker here about offering the opportunity for this motion for contempt to go to the floor. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would ask your listeners to go to www.contemptforrove.com and send a message to their congressman, but also to contact the leadership, which is, of course, Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi, and let them know that we really want a vote by the full House on the Roe contempt citation when they return from recess.
Yeah. Well, and we also need to keep the pressure on, because we're here in a very hopeful time, and, you know, this is a great event here on the anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech, and we hope that we really are seeing the beginning of taking our country back. But we need to press hard, because my concern, Governor, is that in a new administration, the effort will be to just put these things behind us and just say, well, you know, we don't want to really do the politics of the past and all of this divisive stuff. But we know that the Republicans do not compromise. They do not meet us halfway when we extend the hand.
Well, if you look at what happened after Watergate, Jimmy Carter did not pursue Watergate after his election, and Bill Clinton didn't pursue the violators in the Iran-Contra scandal after he was elected.
That's right.
So, but this is part of giving America hope. You know, it's not ending the war is important. Health care for all Americans is important. Saving our environment is important. But protecting our democracy is also important. And if Congress takes steps to restore justice, and if people have faith and trust in their elections again, that is also a positive step in which will give the American people hope that, yes, we can change.
Would you ever run for governor again in Alabama?
I've been there and done that. I'm afraid. I don't know. You know, you're supposed to say never, but I think it's probably time for me to say never.
Yeah. How about a job in the Justice Department under an Obama administration?
Well, I would like to play some role in restoring justice. You mentioned at the outset that I was convicted of something that had never before been considered a crime in America, according to the New York Times. I was convicted of appointing someone to a all-volunteer, non-paying board, a board on which he had served through three previous governors.
Right.
I was investigated by Karl Rove's client, the Attorney General of Alabama, prosecuted by Karl Rove, the wife of Karl Rove's best friend in Alabama.
Bill Canary and his wife, Laura.
And his wife, Laura.
Yeah.
And it's important, I think, to note that Bill Canary is a political operative from New York who was President Bush's advisor, special assistant. He was the ground coordinator for the Bush Quail campaign in 92. He was the chief of staff of the Republican National Committee, a deputy to Andrew Card. Time magazine said he was a political paratrooper who was dropped into places where things need to be fixed and couldn't tolerate Democrats at any level. this is the husband of my prosecutor. So, you know, I was fortunate in that a Republican stepped forward and blew the whistle on Karl Rove's involvement in using the Department of Justice.
And Governor, there's a different layer and a different angle I'd like to take for a moment here, and that is that this is part of a larger scheme to pack the courts with conservative pro-corporate judges. And this was a reaction by the Republicans to that massive tobacco settlement, and they said, we got to stop this. We can't let this happen again. And so it started in Texas with Karl Rove electing judges. Alabama has been a zone for it. We just saw the Chamber of Commerce and others pour $5 million into Wisconsin to dump the only African-American justice on the Supreme Court and replace him with a corporate lackey.
Well,
this is something that people need to be aware of, and most you know, the media has reported it a little bit, but doesn't emphasize how important this is.
Well, I filed suit against the big tobacco, along with, I was part of that legal group that filed those lawsuits. I also filed a lawsuit against ExxonMobil and was trying to close the tax loopholes on some of Karl Rove's business clients. But they did succeed in taking over the Alabama Supreme Court, and they did succeed in defeating the two African Americans that we had on the Alabama Supreme Court and replacing them with pro-business Supreme Court justices.
Yeah. Well, I think this is it's something that's mostly off the radar, but when you couple it with the federal Supreme Court nominations that have been confirmed, I think Democrats should have stood firm, particularly on Roberts and Alito. We have just one justice away from a Supreme Court that is packed with pro-corporate conservative judges, and these are people who would turn a blind eye to cases like yours.
Well, I think hopefully your listeners understand the importance of not only voting, but recruiting others to register to vote and bringing those people with you on Election Day in November, because this election is historic, not just from the fact that Barack Obama has been nominated, but it will be historic in that new Supreme Court justices will be nominated by this next president.
Hey, Dana, come on over here just for a second. I want to just talk to you and share with our listeners the work that you have done on the Internet with emails and the website. This is Dana Siegelman, the daughter of Governor Siegelman, who we've been talking with. And tell me a little bit about how the web has enabled you to reach out to people and build a network of support. You got, 38 attorneys general across the country to sign a letter in support of your dad.
Well, I don't know if I can take credit for that, but I do think that the web is a beautiful resource that should be utilized in especially grassroots movements such as this one, and I'm just so grateful that it gave me a voice to solicit help on behalf of my dad, and I'm so grateful for all the people that read my letters and read my blogs and responded and actually got on board with that.
Yeah, well, I just want to take a moment here to appreciate what you've been doing.
Thank you.
Because you were the outsider while your dad was stuck inside, and you did a lot of great work, and I know many of us in the media appreciate the contacts that you've made and the networking that you've done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's great to see you here.
Thank you so much.
Just tell me one more thing. Are young people, I'm just going to guess you're a little bit under 30, are young people aware of the issues of your dad's case and the real implications?
Passed out a lot of flyers. I live in California, and I personally handed out thousands of flyers just trying to get people to even just be aware of what's going on in our government. I found that a lot of young people actually don't know what's going on. They know bad things have happened under the Bush administration. As far as specifics go, however, it's almost like they don't even want to go there. And so I think it's really important that I give them a face. I am a face of someone that has personally been hurt by the Bush administration. And once I get a chance to speak with them, I think that really makes it personal for them as well. So,
well, keep doing what you're doing, and it's really nice to see you here.
Thank you so much.
Dana Siegelman and a proud dad here, Don Siegelman. Once again, the website where people can demand find the citation of contempt for Karl Rove?
Contemptforrove.com. And if they want more information about the Sigelman case, you can go to Don Sigelman, I before E, Don Sigelman, Sigelman.com or .org.
All right. We'll stay in touch. And in early September, I want to talk with you again because I want to keep the pressure on to make sure that contempt citation goes to the floor.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Governor, thank you very much. Great to see you here, and it should be quite an evening, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We're here at Mile High Stadium in Denver. Barack Obama scheduled to speak and accept the Democratic nomination just a little bit later. Sheryl Crow, Stevie Wonder, Al Gore. I don't know if Al Gore will sing, but it's quite a lineup here. More in a moment from Denver here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Visit our website at krxa540.com. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Socolo Mexican Restaurant is proud to announce the opening of our newest restaurant in Old Town Salinas, located at 321 Main Street. As with our original location in Pacific Grove, Socolo features Angus beef, handmade tortillas, and the freshest ingredients available. Socolo offers many unique specials like pozole verde, chicken mole, and albondigas. You won't find frozen meats or canned tomatoes at Socolo. Now with two locations to serve you at 321 Main Street in Old Town Salinas, for reservations and takeout, call 424-1047. That's 424-1047. Or if you're on the Monterey Peninsula, visit us at 162 Fountain Avenue in Pacific Grove. Our phone number there is 373-7911. That's 373-7911. Socolo Restaurant, the place to go when you're looking for quality, authentic Mexican food.
Hi, this is Bob Oliver with the Quantum Leap, 9 p.m. Saturdays. Chaos is order. You just need to know where to fit in. On the Quantum Leap, Saturdays, 9 p.m., KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Hey, are you driving around looking for a coffee shop with free internet? Look no further. Right here in Pacific Grove, you'll find Black Forest Espresso, a fun and friendly place to hang out. We have a large espresso bar ready to make any gourmet drink. Homemade fraps, mochas, lattes. How about 100% fruit smoothies and old-fashioned milkshakes with 14 flavors? Try the new pina colada. Black Forest Espresso is also the only place to get soft-serve, fat-free frozen yogurt. We have it all. Soups, sandwiches. We're the last hometown coffee shop at the Country Club Gate Shopping Center next to Save Mart at Forest and David, Pacific Grove. Or check out blackforestespresso.com.
Show live from the mayhem at Mile High Stadium in Denver. As I pointed out earlier, there's a corporate name attached to it, but they didn't pay me for the naming rights, so why give them free promotion, huh? Roy Zimmerman, my friend from the Bay Area, is live with us here. He is our house band, smuggled in his guitar past the Secret Service checkpoints, and they took a close look at your guitar, didn't they?
They did. They looked in and out of it, yes.
Well, why don't you fire it up here, and you've got a new song about John McCain for us.
I do. You know, there's a song about him that's out on country radio now, you know, called Raisin' McCain. Have you heard that song?
No, I don't do country radio.
Okay, well, Raisin' McCain. I don't think you want to mention McCain and a raisin in the same song. So I wrote this other song for him.
Now we know he's the GOP nominee, because he beat Giuliani and Romney. When they wrote his obit, he was too tough to quit, and like the phoenix rose again. The man, the myth, the McCain. He can probably quote Deuteronomy, but he can't understand the economy. In his prime in the pink, he knew Moses, I think. The two of them worked out with Jack LaLanne. The man, the myth, the McCain. His demeanor is that of a maverick. His complexion is like a cadaveric. With the wind in his head, like a loaf of white bread, he always goes against the grain. The man, the myth, the McCain. He's got all the George Bush sensibilities, even though Bush himself makes him ill at ease. Wants our grandkids to pay for a tax cut today. It's another shock and awe campaign. The man, the myth, the McCain. He says we'll be in Iraq for a century, till the troops are decrepit and dingy. And we've won at all costs, like the fact that we lost. And then he'll say we must remain. The man, the myth, the McCain. His middle name is not Hussein.
Beautiful. Go to RoyZimmerman.com and you can get your very own copy of his new live CD. Also, Faulty Intelligence is an instant classic, still a favorite of everybody I talk to about domestic spying, Roy.
Excellent. Okay, an instant classic means that it's old right away, I think, right?
Oh, it's gold, man.
Gold. Okay, it's gone gold. Beautiful.
And also, if people go to YouTube.com and enter Roy Zimmerman, a trove of videos will come up.
I am all over YouTube as well. Thanks for saying so.
Great. Roy will be back with us next hour here on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're live in Denver at the Democratic National Convention, and Paul Waldman has slid by here.
Oh.
Well, hold on just a second. Barbara Lee is on the line, and let's see if we can talk to her here with all this background noise. Nick, go ahead and bring her up.
Hello.
Congressman Lee, it's Peter B. Collins. How do you do? Are you able to hear me, Congresswoman?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's a little squeaky, but go right ahead.
Okay.
It's great to have you here, and tell me your thoughts here on this critical anniversary of the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech and the acceptance by Barack Obama.
Sure, I think that this is a very historic moment. It's a very defining moment for our country and the world. And Barack Obama stands on the shoulders of Dr. King and all of those who came before him, who many times and for too many people paid the supreme price so that we could have a Barack Obama as our Democratic nominee. So it's a very unbelievably exciting yet poignant and humbling moment for all of us.
Well, I want to thank you for all the work that you have been doing and your strong support of Barack Obama all the way through the primaries. And also, Congresswoman Lee, I just want to acknowledge your contributions at Progressive Central here. The Progressive Democrats of America put on a lot of interesting events, and you were a key participant, and I thank you for that.
Oh, well, no, thank you. That's about what democracy is about. We have to be the loyal opposition in terms of the progressive movement. And
yes,
so
ma'am.
I think that all of the activities that have been occurring here from the progressive side really does help create a bigger sense that the party desperately needs at this point.
All right, Congresswoman, I got to move along here, but I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Barbara Lee,
okay,
Democrat from Oakland, a real progressive from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Paul Waldman's here from Media Matters. How's it looking to you today, Paul?
Well, this is quite a scene, I have to say. I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like it. But from what I'm being told, even though obviously here in the at Mile High Stadium I can't watch cable news, but my fellow Media Matters folks tell me that one of the things that's been happening is the McCain campaign is having continued success in getting the cable talkers to continue to talk about what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They've been releasing ad after ad after ad and getting them all onto the cable news. One of the things the McCain campaign really understands well is that if you put out a highly personal negative attack, then that's what they're going to cover.
Right.
And if it's an ad, then they'll show it again and again and again, and you'll get all these free airtime. So the McCain campaign has put out
really a couple a day during this whole convention. Now they have a new one that actually looks like a positive ad, where John McCain compliments Barack Obama for giving this speech on the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech and says, isn't that perfect? Now, if you were of a conspiratorial mindset, you might say, well, that's a very subtle way for McCain to kind of define Obama as the black candidate. Now, of course, the Obama campaign can't say that, because then what is the McCain campaign going to say? Oh, you're playing the race card.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the last thing in the world the Obama campaign wants to do is define him as the black candidate to actually play the race card.
Yeah.
McCain figured out a while back that the accusation of somebody else is playing the race card is the best race card you could play.
Yeah. And Paul Waldman, there's a spot that I saw on TV with a former Hillary delegate embracing McCain. So they're pulling out all the stops to try to keep an Obama bounce from occurring out of this convention. It'll be very interesting to see. The VP talk is also front and center on cable news today. Thanks for stopping by. And again, MediaMatters.org is where people can see the watchdogs of the media try to correct the incorrect reporting. Thank you, Paul. Coming up next, Norman Solomon is going to join us right after the top of the hour. It's Peter B. Collins live from Denver, where Barack Obama accepts the nomination tonight. Green 960's live coverage of the Democratic National Convention is sponsored by Strick Law Office. This is Peter B. Collins, inviting you to catch the live stream this week, 3 to 6 p.m. at green960.com. The Strick Law Office in San Rafael represents people like you who've been hurt through the fault of another. An auto accident, medical malpractice, workplace injury, products, drugs. Larry Strick was named a finalist as Street Fighter of the Year in 2007 by the Consumer Attorneys of California, and he's ready to fight for you. Visit his website at stricklaw.com and find out more about their services. Call toll-free 888-529-0909. That's stricklaw.com, 888-529-0909. When you're represented by the Strick Law Office, you have the confidence that one of the Bay Area's most able attorneys is representing your interests. There's no fee for initial consultation. Call 888-529-0909.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The biggest moment of Barack Obama's life occurs tonight in Colorado.
Barack Obama makes his big stand on the 50-yard line at the Broncos football stadium. This is Howard Arenstein in Denver.
Cutting window boards, getting ready for Gustav. This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Harley Carnes. He will emerge between Grecian columns in a coliseum full of people to accept the Democratic nomination. Live to Denver now. CBS News team coverage. Here's Howard Arenstein.
Harley, not since John F. Kennedy gave his acceptance speech at the Los Angeles Coliseum in 1960 has there been a setting like this for the end of an American political convention. But besides that, Barack Obama tonight makes history as the first African American ever to accept the nomination of a major political party in this country. Correspondent Steve Futterman has been talking to people arriving at Denver's Mile High Stadium.
They began gathering and forming lines outside the stadium early this afternoon.
Everyone stays in the same line.
Long lines, in some cases stretching a half mile, even longer.
I think it's fantastic. It shows the great support that Obama is getting.
Some people had to wait more than an hour to get inside. No one seemed to care.
I'm just excited and ready for Obama to win.
And the stadium is rapidly filling up. Now the correspondent Dan Revive in the skybox.
Steve, on the football field below us, Democrats say there's only one team. Over 4,000 folding chairs for the delegates, each state with its own big marker sign. It's like the convention has moved here. 75,000 fans will be watching all around. Music by Stevie Wonder, Sheryl Crow, and others. And on a stage that's mostly blue, but behind there are off-white columns and fake windows that look like maybe parts of the White House. Republicans are making fun of it as a Greek temple. The big event in 3 hours, Barack Obama's speech.
I'm Peter Mayer on the field at Mile High Stadium. It's no coincidence that Barack Obama is delivering his historic acceptance speech on this, the 45th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. King associates have told CBS News the dream never included even the notion of a black president. Tonight, Barack Obama will reflect on how far the nation has come. Back to you, Howard.
We just received excerpts from Obama's speech tonight. He will say, we are the party of Roosevelt. We are the party of Kennedy. So don't tell me that Democrats won't defend this country. Don't tell me that Democrats won't keep us safe. He will also say, as Commander-in-Chief, I will never hesitate to defend this nation, but will only send our troops into harm's way with a clear mission. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, live at the Democratic National Convention in Denver.
Republican John McCain, his aides are saying he has made his selection of a running mate. The campaign won't say who it is, though he or she is expected to be introduced during a campaign appearance tomorrow in Ohio. Now this.
How to be an artist without suffering. Step 1. See the walls of your home as a blank canvas. Step 2. Rush to the Home Depot. Get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint. Step 3. Paint. Admire your fine brushwork and use of color. Consider buying a beret.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 1st with mail-in rebate. U.S. only. See store for details.
Now is the perfect time to celebrate your love at the Zales Labor Day event. Now through Monday, take an extra 10% off select regular and sale items store-wide. And take advantage of a special offer on a very special item. A beautiful sapphire and diamond bracelet, available in limited quantities. Just $99 for a limited time. It's the perfect time to find the perfect piece of jewelry. An extra 10% off store-wide at the Zales Labor Day event. Now through Monday at salesandzales.com. America's diamond store since 1924.
A flood maker when Gustav hit Jamaica, nearly a hurricane now aimed at the Cayman Islands. Stacy and Frank McLaughlin were tourists in Georgetown.
We got told to get out.
we were staying at a resort, and they slipped a ladder under the door on Tuesday saying that they were that we had to evacuate the resort by noon on Thursday.
At the Hurricane Center, Rebecca Waddington.
We expect Gustav to get into the Gulf of Mexico sometime Sunday morning and then track towards Central Gulf Coast.
Where it'll go, of course, is a guess. The Corps of Engineers sure hopes it isn't the New Orleans area dike system.
And the system is stronger and better than it was prior to Katrina, but I do want to emphasize that the work, this is a work in progress.
Better, says Bill Irwin, than before Katrina, but all it takes is a leak or two. We've been there, suffered that. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
How to overcome insomnia. Step 1. Pinpoint what it is that keeps you awake. That loud rumbling from your refrigerator might be your first clue. Step 2. Go to the Home Depot. Get special deferred financing on store-wide purchases when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. Step 3. Get a new refrigerator. Sleep in on your long weekend.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 30% too. From August 28th through September 1st, save at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Save up to 30% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paint, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save. Only at Sherwin-Williams. For painting, decorating, and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We may never know.
As the Democrats convene in Denver, big questions are on the table. When will our troops come home? When will we get our constitutional rights back? When will we have universal health care? Now, live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, here's Peter B. Collins, looking for the answer.
Our live coverage continues from Denver. We're at Mile High Stadium. We're not giving that corporation any credit because they didn't pay me for the naming rights here. And we're having a great time. Just a couple of hours from now, Barack Obama will take the stage and accept the Democratic nomination for president this year. Al Gore will be on the stage before him. Sheryl Crow and Stevie Wonder are performing. And actor Richard Dreyfuss has joined us here for just a moment. Welcome, Richard Dreyfuss, to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter.
Tell me what your issues are that Barack Obama is addressing.
Well, my issues are issues that are not solved in an election cycle. we don't teach civics in this country anymore, therefore we have no foundation, therefore we have no idea why we should be devoted to the country. And that's why good men do evil, and we reel from activity to activity without knowing what the hell we're representing to the world. We represent to the world certain gifts, certain historical meaning, and this is one of the few countries in the world that has meaning, and if we don't teach that to our young, we don't have anything here but being south of Canada.
Yeah. What do you think about young people growing up with the Constitution being shredded, people being sent to Gitmo for indefinite detention?
Well, they don't know that it's wrong until they're told what it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we should be teaching the Constitution reason, logic, clarity of thought. We should be teaching dissent, debate, civility. And we should be teaching the tale of the Enlightenment that was actualized in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll know why being shredded is wrong. That's why you don't see so much protest against Bush's wars that are illegal, because they don't know anymore what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to teach our children the foundation of what this country is based on.
Does the media have some culpability there in selling us wars and making it seem like it's all just good for America and you got to root for our team like it's a sporting contest?
The media is guilty of 100 sins, left and right. One of them is that they make politics out to be a sporting event and entertainment. Two, they don't know that a sound bite is anti-democratic. Three, that they don't understand the use of the word context anymore, and so they deal with the problems of the nation as if they're only current events, and some of them go back 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the media is to blame for a great deal of it. But the media is only one of a part of the public, and the public is not a noun. The public is a verb. The public is something that morphs and changes depending upon when the Kodak is snapped, and the media is as much a part of the public as are the schools and the parents and the kids and the government and the teaching, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
You can't separate it out, as some television journalists do, by saying, oh, it's the teacher's fault or it's this government's fault. No. I don't know a journalist who isn't a parent or a churchgoer or someone involved in public schools or in the government.
Mm-hmm.
We are all part of it, and we all must teach what I call the pre-partisan tools of Republican democracy, because I could make a fortune here at $1,000 a bet asking, do you know what was most feared by the writers of the Constitution in 1787? Because what they feared most was democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to a great effort to construct a republic that was not a mobocracy. And we are now moving toward democracy as if that's some kind of goal, and that's really just the mass hysteria of crowds.
Mm-hmm.
As witness, the falling of the towers turned into two wars.
Mm-hmm. Very well put. Thank you for joining me here. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You're welcome.
Richard Dreyfuss here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And Norman Solomon was here just a moment ago. Norman, Jeff, thank you, Richard. It's great to see you. We're here live at Mile High Stadium in Denver, and let's see what I can do here. I'll throw this water bottle that way, and that'll get their attention. Hey, guys, that was your cue. Jeff Cohen and Norman Solomon are two great guys who write about the media, write about our government, and they were just standing over there kibitzing as I was talking to Richard Dreyfuss. Jeff Cohen, Norman, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Let's do a quick book plug. Norman's most recent books are War Made Easy and his memoir called Made Love, Got War.
And Jeff Cohen, Cable News Confidential, anything more recent?
No, that's the book I'm still flogging.
And you both have been active with the Progressive Democrats and Progressive Central here in Denver. I've spent a couple of days at the sessions of the Presbyterian Church here, and I'm really impressed because what I'm seeing is people who are working the inside of the political process to pursue the progressive values that have been too far outside for the last eight to, you name how long. Norman?
Yeah, well, I think it's one of these four-year overnight successes that the grassroots work has really been done day in, day out for several years now to build Progressive Democrats of America. And this week in Denver is, to some large extent, a sort of a breakout week where that grassroots work comes to fruition. And it's a really different model of how you do organizing than sort of the top-down pour-in-the-money way, which is flashy but doesn't often get results.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, what's your observation?
Well, I had been on the advisory board of Progressive Democrats of America, and when you go to that, you know, they're at the Progressive Church, they're having events all day. Today I saw Congressman Ellison there, I saw Congressman Kucinich there. What you have in the leadership of the Progressive Democrats of America are members of Congress who actually speak for the base of the party.
Mm-hmm.
If you poll the average delegate, and I don't care whether they came here for Obama or they came here for Hillary Clinton, if you look at them on the issues, you know, they're generally, it's a progressive party. The base of the party is progressive. The only mm-hmm. thing that's not progressive about the Democratic Party is the leadership.
Well,
it's a fascinating dynamic.
It's interesting to me that the polls have tightened to pretty much a dead heat right here at the convention. And while I do definitely want to see Obama win, I think it's an interesting moment for progressives to reassert the role that we played in winning him the nomination. And a reminder that the FISA vote was a real letdown, and that we need to see him address once again the interests of the people who brought him to this very historic point.
Well, unfortunately, I think that the window of interest for the Obama strategist is confined now, looking ahead to the November election. And the calculus, which I think may well be incorrect, is that you can just assume the progressives will show up, so try to tilt to the center, but it tends to demobilize the base and make it less enthusiastic, which does affect turnout. So I hope that there can be more wisdom because we don't want to go the way of Dukakis or Kerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every 4 years you have this inside the beltway wisdom about moving to the center. But they're not moving to the center. What they're doing is they're moving away from the center toward the corporate elite on all of those issues. If it's immunity for telephone companies, that's moving toward the corporate center. If it's we're going to deploy troops against Russia and in Afghanistan, that's moving toward the military-industrial center. But the base of American opinion, the center of American opinion, I think, is what Obama's moving away from. And we should have learned by now that every 4 years when the Democrats lose close elections, they lose it because of vacillation. They lose it because the swing voters, the working class voters in Ohio and Pennsylvania say, I just didn't trust this guy. He seemed to be talking out of two sides of his mouth.
Yeah, and instead of pandering to try to widen the appeal of the candidate, I believe that you need to really focus on the core issues and bring people to those positions, not try to, you know, water down the candidate's positions in order to fool people into voting for him.
Well, when they send John Kerry 10 days before the Ohio primary, where the candidates are doing like 8 events a day, but instead they have John Kerry put on fatigues and go duck hunting in Ohio, that's what's sending a message to swing voters who are not very informed, but they're not idiots, mm-hmm. that this guy is manipulating me. You are completely right. I mean, we know the voters, the swing voters who go for Reagan in the 80s or went for Bush in the early part of this decade, one after another, when they're polled, they say, I'm not sure I agreed with that guy, but he sounded like a strong leader.
Yeah.
He stood for something.
Wrong and
Democrats,
strong.
Right, and the Democrats lose those voters by seeming to be politicians, wishy-washy, saying anything on any given day.
Jeff, I want to draw on your book, Cable News Confidential, and your work at MSNBC. You were there when Phil Donahue got fired. You were his producer right before the war started. And I'm delighted that MSNBC has hired hired Rachel Maddow, and she gets her own show starting in September. What advice do you have for her to keep her progressive values from being watered down or overbalanced by the NBC management?
I think what you have to do is go around the management and build a base that is so strong and so powerful and so loyal and so attentive and is networked on the internet that they would never let management move against you. When I've written about this, and you've had me on your show to discuss it, if we had a media reform movement as big as we do now in 2002 and connected with Daily Kos and Atrios and all these media watch groups, Fair and Media Matters, they just didn't have the clout in 2002 for us to appeal to them and say, look, NBC management is muzzling us. We need you to be bombarding newspapers with letters to the editor, bombarding MSNBC that you'll never watch this channel again if anything happens to Donahue. And I think Rachel Maddow and Oberman knows more people have watched him on the internet, on YouTube, his special commentaries, that probably watch his show.
Yeah.
And I think they understand that the strength to fight management is this outside media justice movement, the media activism. I've written a column that if they ever moved against Oberman for political reasons, I'd personally be leading the demonstrations, militant ones, outside of NBC's offices. I think we have a new consciousness that at least liberal and progressive activists understand that media is just another political terrain. If you don't understand that it's a fight for power, it's pure power.
Yeah.
And they've got to show that if they get rid of, by the way, I'm sure you've read what's happening at MSNBC and what's going on the air. They're arguing with each other on the air. There have been blowouts on the air. And, if something were to happen to Oberman, I think there would be like sit-ins at NBC. It would be like a new dawning of media activism. That's what I predict.
All right. Jeff Cohen, thanks for being here. Norman Solomon, great to see you both.
Thank you.
And keep on doing what you're doing, and we'll keep talking about it, okay?
Sounds great. Keep up the work you do, Peter.
All right. Jeff Cohen and Norman Solomon with me here. The Peter B. Collins Show, live from Denver's Mile High Stadium, where Barack Obama will speak in just a few hours. We'll continue in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Most mattress companies equate comfort with padding. That's why they stuff their mattresses full of polyfiber and cheap foam. But fibers break down, padding gets lumpy, and that doesn't spell comfort. The mattresses at SC41 Furniture rely on a far better design. We start with a base of 1,240 pre-compressed, motion-sensitive inner spring coils. Over that, we add a layer of highly resilient natural latex. And we finish it with a soft and stretchy cotton cover lined with pure natural wool. The result is unparalleled comfort, coupled with highly responsive support. And if that's not comfy enough, our double coil mattress adds a second layer of 1,500 microcoils for a total of 2,740 inner springs. That's almost three times more than a comparable U.S. mattress. For a better mattress design, come to SC41 Furniture on 41st Avenue, right off Highway 1, across from the Home Depot in Santa Cruz, on the web at sc41.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hello, I'm Barbara Mossberg. You know you move too fast. And I'm inviting you to join me Sundays to slow down for our poetry hour. Here's the lowdown on our poetry hoedown. Meet me at high noon, and we'll make the morning last right here on KRXA 540.
What you know when I've come to work.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way and the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Well, good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. Starting in Live Oak, Soquel Avenue at Paul Mini Avenue, we have a two-car fender bender off to the side. For Gilroy, Highway 25 at Bolsa Road, we have a railroad crossing failure. It looks like the arms are stuck in the down position, and that is causing delays if you're in the area. 17 Santa Cruz Mountains currently checks in Stalin accident-free. A problem for 101 leaving South San Jose. It's actually on the northbound side of 101 after Blossom Hill Road. Grass fire burning off to the side. Fire department partially blocking the right-hand lane. They have helicopters dropping water near the roadway. Minimal impact on traffic since it's northbound, but you will see some heavy traffic on the southbound side as you head down towards Morgan Hill. And this is brought to you by JCPenney. It's the JCPenney Back to School Checkout Sale with Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get that look for back to school. JCPenney, if you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Continue our live coverage from Denver, Colorado. We're at Mile High Stadium here. Barack Obama will give his acceptance speech in just a couple of hours. I'm Peter B. Collins, and our broadcast is sponsored in part by the Law Office of Lawrence Strick, and you can visit their website at stricklaw.com, S-T-R-I-C-K, stricklaw.com, and by over 40 listeners to this program who helped us underwrite the costs of being here in Denver and providing this live coverage. I'm joined now by Ira Forman, Executive Director of the National Jewish Democratic Council. He's been there since 1996, and he came over from AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Ira, welcome to our program.
Peter, thanks for having me.
What's the difference between AIPAC and the NJDC?
Well, the NJDC is based on the idea of letting American Jews know the real difference between Democrats and Republicans. And unlike AIPAC, it's not a single-issue organization. It's concerned about Israel security, but it also is very concerned about the domestic issues, women's reproductive freedom, separation of church and state, an economy which the working person in this country continues to get beaten down because we have policies that reward the top 1% of income earners, education policy, health care policy. These are all things we care about, and a feeling that American Jews are always better off with a strong America.
And where do you agree or disagree with AIPAC on U.S. policy toward Israel?
Well, we're kind of a, like most party organizations, we're a broad tent. So we believe in a secure Israel. We also believe in the peace process, and that, frankly, both John McCain and Barack Obama believe in secure Israel, but they also believe in pushing a peace process, which has often been neglected by this administration. So
indeed,
that is that's not a really a point of contention in the, for us in the Jewish community. What the contention is for us is really McCain on economic policy, on civil liberties, on women's reproductive freedom is going to be more of Bush-Cheney.
And let me just offer a comment and ask you to respond to it. I'm opposed to the occupation of Iraq, and I'm also opposed to the long-term occupation of Gaza and the West Bank. And I recently supported a group of peaceniks, adventurers, who sailed two boats into Gaza from Cyprus to challenge the Israeli blockade. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are that we just took, in April, our nonprofit took the took a number of progressive bloggers to Israel and the Palestinian territories, and frankly, there was a lot of consensus consensus in Israel for wanting to have a two-state solution, wanting to have peace process, but there are within the Palestinians, and the Palestinians in Ramallah will tell you the same thing. Hamas has also got to get to a point where they'll accept a two-state solution, and they are not there yet. And until we get there, there are a lot of obstacles. That's one of the big obstacles. Until they get there, and folks in Ramallah are willing to accept a two-state solution, Mahmoud Abbas, etc. Until we get there where people are all willing to say, hey, we're going to have to do some compromising. None of us are going to get exactly what we want. Until we get there, we're going to have a long slog in the Middle East. But we want a president, Barack Obama, who is committed to Israel's security, committed to a two-state solution with a Palestinian state, and is going to work and put the United States prestige and diplomacy toward that, to that goal.
And with Prime Minister Ehud Olmert fading with some scandals and just a weakened position, do you think that Ehud Barak will become the next prime minister and we'll have Barak-to-Barak talks?
Probably not.
You think Netanyahu is better poised?
Well, Netanyahu has a chance. Also, the Kadima Party, Zippy Livni, the foreign minister, who also would, similarly take a position of a two-state solution along with the leader of the Labor Party, Barak. So Barak has a chance, but more likely Livni or Netanyahu. But we might also have a continuation of this government, but that's really above my pay grade. I know a lot about American politics.
Yeah.
Israeli politics is not my specialty.
All right. Well, Ira Forman, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
And
do you think the Jewish community will support Obama?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. The question is the Jewish vote 65% for Obama or 75? And we got to get it to 75.
Okay.
That's the real crucial thing in states like, not just states like Florida, but frankly, in this state as well. There's a pretty significant Jewish community out here. That 10% can make a difference.
Ira Forman, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here at Mile High Stadium.
Take care now.
We'll take a break and return. Roy Zimmerman has another song for us coming up in the next half hour, and we'll see who shows up after the break here. I'm Peter B. Collins in Denver.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
It is time to state your proof or quit making it up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from Denver. All this week at the convention, Maureen Dowd, Dick Morris, and probably other commentators have been making the case that Bill and Hillary Clinton either have or will sabotage Barack Obama's campaign. Now, being a commentator myself, I am perfectly open to sabotage stories. But if what I'm hearing from the Clintons constitutes sabotage, if this is how you throw a campaign off the rails, then Americans should pray for more sabotage. So after giving her speech on Wednesday, Hillary comes to the floor on Tuesday, stops the roll call vote, gives her own vote to Obama, and then moves that he be nominated by acclamation. I realize it had all the spontaneity of a traffic light. I realize that for all the drama, the voting, magically, ended at the exact time listed in the official schedule. But even though it was a contrived display of unity, it was a contrived display of unity that she agreed to. This is a style of sabotage that I think most saboteurs would agree is breathtaking in its subtlety. And then Bill Clinton's speech. If that's the way Bill Clinton sabotages his enemies, then someone tell me where I can sign up to be one of Bill Clinton's enemies. The Clintons this week did just about every public thing to help the Obamas but tuck in their kids. As for the price of that support, my guess is it was a promise from the Obamas to fight. Because even if you have to spend the season on the bench, it's a lot more fun if your team wins. My guess is they got a promise from the Obamas not to let idealism stop them from doing what it takes to win, even if it's just a teeny-weeny bit nasty. Now this.
When you use STP gas treatment, you keep your car's intake system clean, improve performance, and increase your gas mileage. And when you do that, you do a little something we call saving some cash at the pump. So you'll be glad to hear the latest deal from Advance Auto Parts. Buy 5 8-ounce bottles of STP gas treatment for only $1 a bottle. The offer ends August 30th. That's a little something we call saving some cash at the register. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Go ahead. Take a deep breath. Mmm. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system, your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
Hello, this is Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani.
Join us this Sunday at 6 p.m. for Good Vibrations, Tools for Transformation.
Together, we'll transform your relationships, communication, health, and the ability to reach your goals and dreams.
Good Vibrations, Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 540 KRXA.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
The Democrats are hoping for big victories in November, winning the White House and expanding the majorities in Congress. Will the progressive views and voices that jump-started these campaigns have a vital role in Democratic rule? That's Peter B.'s goal. Now, live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, here's Peter B. Collins.
33 minutes after the hour, I am your humble host, Peter B. Collins, live from Mile High Stadium in Denver. It's fascinating to watch the crowd roll by here as people are heading to their seats. And we are in, you know, in the arena foyer, if you will, the entrance area. So I have no idea what's going on just 30 feet the other direction inside the stadium. But I know that Sheryl Crow is going to perform. Stevie Wonder will be performing here this evening. And Al Gore was added, and I know a lot of Democrats and others who don't identify with the Democratic Party are very excited that the former vice president and our leader on climate change efforts will be speaking tonight. Nancy Soderbergh joins me now. She served in the Clinton administration in the national security area, and she's co-author with Brian Katulis, who's been on our program. Brian is a fellow at the Center for American Progress of the Prosperity Agenda.
That's right.
Did I get that right?
You got it right.
And what's your screaming subtitle?
What the world wants from America and what we need in return. And the basic argument of the book is we need to get ahead of the world's problems, regain America's trust around the world, and then they'll help us with our problems and put America on the right side of history.
So that kind of it affirms what President Clinton said last night, and he had a beautiful line. Can you recite it? It was about power and...
It was that America does best when it...
it's ideas and power, right?
It sets it's the power of its example. It's the power of its example rather than the example of its power. It does best. And I think that's right. I mean, very much the Democratic Party, what Barack Obama is saying is America is no longer seen to be helping solve the world's problems. And if we can solve the world's problems, we argue in the book, Leading a Prosperity Agenda, that the world will once again begin to trust America, work with us to solve the world's problems. And that's the speech you're going to hear tonight from Barack Obama, that we need to be ahead of these problems, that we need to be on the right side of history, and that for the last 8 years we've been on the wrong side of history. We need to right that wrong, set America straight, and elect Barack Obama. That's the message you're going to hear tonight.
And for you, how incoherent was the Bush agenda, where he kept talking about freedom and democracy while trying to impose it on a nation like Iraq that doesn't have a history of it?
Well, as we say in in the book, the freedom agenda has failed. There are less democracies around the world. We are less safe than we need to be. And America has no longer been, is no longer the beacon of hope and prosperity around the world. And the reason that that's happened is that the Bush administration forgot the basics. He forgot to put America on the right side of improving Americans' lives at home and abroad. President Obama will do that, and the way he'll do that is putting America in the forefront of leading the challenge to end the threat of AIDS, poverty, debt, disease, global warming, the food crisis, put diplomacy first and not war first, begin to look at the issue of terrorism and nonproliferation as a world and global effort that requires a global solution.
And it also requires winning hearts and minds.
Absolutely, and the way you win on hearts and minds is you have America trying to work with the world's population to solve their problem, not sitting back and trying to dictate the solutions that don't work, but working with the rest of the world, not because it's a nice thing to do, because it's the only way we're going to get them to join us in addressing these global problems.
Nancy Soderberg with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Now, one of the things, Nancy, that I'm concerned about is what I would call mission creep in Afghanistan. Now, I understand that we diverted our attention into Iraq, and that was a serious mistake. And I am as supportive of anyone of efforts to deal with al-Qaeda in Afghanistan or Pakistan. But I'm very wary of attempting to occupy that country, and I want a clear debate and a clear mission before we dispatch more American troops to do nation-building and police work.
Well, it isn't a question of whether or not we should be doing nation-building and police work. We do not have enough troops there to fight the war against al-Qaeda. Bin Laden is still free. The Taliban is coming back, and if you want to have the Taliban take over Afghanistan again, keep the number of troops we have there now. We do need to put more troops in there so that we can help stabilize that country. It's a risk of a failure. It's a risk of becoming another Taliban stronghold, another base for the next 9/11. So there's no question we have to do more there. It was a mistake to pull the troops out of Afghanistan and into Iraq 5 years ago. We need to right that wrong.
But how do we deal with Pakistan? It's a very fragile country right now. They are a nuclear power. They do have a lot of strong Islamic forces, including in the military. And the U.S. bet on the wrong character there.
We absolutely stuck way too long with Musharraf. He's now gone. We need to help move the transition forward. Benazir Bhutto's husband is likely to take over the leadership there, and he does not have the full support of the opposition yet, so it's going to be a very difficult period. We need to, again, get on the ground there and help work with the democratic forces that will build schools, build roads, address the food crisis there as well, and build the foundations for a democracy so that that country can become stable, and work with them to try and catch bin Laden, which is probably in Pakistan along the lawless borders with Afghanistan.
Who would you like to see as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State in an Obama administration?
Well, the problem is all my friends are working for the Obama campaign, so I think you'll see a variety of names emerge. Susan Rice, who was in the Clinton administration, is probably the forerunner for some top jobs. I think you'll see people pulled in from the Congress. Bill Richardson's name is in the mix, current governor of New Mexico. And I think a lot of the current campaign people you'll see in very senior places. But the top jobs there's probably 10 to 15 people jockeying for them, and any one of them would be a terrific job.
All right, Nancy, great to meet you. Thanks for stopping by here.
My pleasure. And boy, everyone should watch Barack Obama's speech tonight at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And Nancy Soderberg, co-author with Brian Katulis of The Prosperity Agenda. Again, thank you very much. Roy Zimmerman is back and is going to favor us with another tune here. Roy?
It's kind of a classical one, a little classical tune called Eine Kleine Barack Musik.
Okay, let's hear it.
Barack Obama has a funny name. It's kind of about the people who make fun of his name, actually, more than it is about him. Barack Obama has a funny name. His name's Barack Obama. That's right, Obama. Sounds like Osama. I'm just the 147 millionth person to have made that idiotic point. And he middle name, and his middle name's Hussein.
Not Saddam, when but Obama, when he was a kid, he smoked a joint and he inhaled. He smoked a joint and inhaled, that was the point. He also did cocaine, his middle name's Hussein, he wants to be the POTUS. And I wonder if you noticed that Barack Hussein Obama has a funny name. Obama is the candidate of change, ought to change his name, it's pretty strange. Why can't he just be John or Steve or Bill or even George or anything but Sue? And one more question, is he black enough? Yes, is he black enough to be the president? Born in Honolulu, he's got kin in every region. Schooled in Indonesia, he's a one-man foreign legion. He's got game and lots of hope and lots of folks who feel the same. And also, did I mention quite a quirky name? Because once you go Barack, you're never going back. Bach, Barack Obama.
Roy Zimmerman here on the Peter B. Collins Show. He'll be back with us again next hour. And you can visit his website at royzimmerman.com to catch his latest work. Ben Wickler joins me now here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Ben, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And tell us a little bit about what you do at avaaz.org.
So Avaaz is a word that means voice in a bunch of different languages, and avaaz.org is the global version of moveon.org.
All right. So what are you doing? You're helping people identify issues that they want to support?
In a sense, yeah. We were kind of co-founded by MoveOn and a number of other groups in other countries to bring the kind of people-powered online activism that MoveOn does to the global setting. So we work on issues like climate change around the world, where all the countries need to work together to achieve a solution, which is increasingly happening, except this one country keeps on trying to block progress because of this president that they have. And I forget. Oh, yeah. It's Bush in the United States. So I'm here because there's an enormous amount of interest from we have 3.5 million members in every country, and I would say pretty much all of them are looking forward to a real change in what the American government does around the world.
You probably know this, Ben, but this summer, Bush's poll numbers in Europe came up just a tick or two, and the pollsters explained it's because people know that he's leaving.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I don't know if we'll actually do this, but we're talking about having a global slow clap. Slow clap is when you have the clap, you have a sarcastic clapping. We're thinking about organizing millions of people to do a slow clap all at the same time when he finally leaves office as a kind of final farewell.
Well, let me invite you to initiate that in San Francisco, because voters will probably approve in November the renaming of a sewage treatment plant in honor of President Bush. And I think that would be the best place to start the slow hand clap, or even just one hand clapping.
I think that's about right. Yeah, you know, it's hard to convey one hand clapping on radio, but yes. if people could see me right now, it's exactly what I'm doing.
Ben, tell me how Canadians feel. I'm just picking them out of the thin air here. But how do Canadians feel about the U.S. government, and what issues do they raise concerns about?
Canadians feel sort of embarrassed for their cousins to the south. They feel excited for change. Canada, unfortunately, has managed to elect a pretty conservative prime minister. It's kind of like, if you can imagine, Karl Rove becoming president. He's all the lies with none of the sort of cowboy semi-charm. So they're looking forward to having a better example to try to emulate them than the Bush administration. But I'll tell you, everywhere, first thing is, Canadians now will waste about no time at all until, if they're traveling internationally, it takes them 0 seconds to explain that they're Canadian and not American, because they don't want to be associated with Bush.
Uh-huh.
Second thing is, just, everywhere, people are sick of this guy. They want change. And the thing that's exciting, it's not just Obama the guy. What they love is the idea that millions of Americans want what Obama represents to be the face of America to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you saw in Germany American flags waving in the audience. That wasn't about celebrity worship of Obama the candidate. That was about, we want the old America back. We want the new America. We want the America of values and ideals, of leadership and cooperation and listening and dialogue and taking on these challenges. People want that, People mm-hmm. people love America. There's a well of goodwill, and it's right now it's just being buried under this frustration and annoyance and anger about a United States president that's gone so far astray. And that's that's why the world's eyes are on Denver right now, because
mm-hmm.
you know that bumper sticker that says if you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
Yeah.
Well, now we've tried ignorance for 8 years and it didn't work. work.
Yeah.
And we're about to try something else. And when we do, the world is ready to welcome back the United States into this leadership role with open arms. And if the U.S. is ready to lead on issues like climate change, on human rights, the world's ready to follow.
All right, I want to pick another country. We have some expatriate Americans who listen to this program online from Costa Rica, Larry and Janet, who helped sponsor our coverage of the convention.
Thank you, Larry and Janet.
And how does the United States look from Costa Rica and other Central American countries?
Central and South America, there's this feeling, and it's accelerated over the last 8 years, that the United States' foreign policy agenda, especially in our own hemisphere, is basically dictated by a handful of large corporations that are either close personal friends or close financial friends of Bush, McCain, and their party.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a part of it is a sense of a hypocrisy when Bush talks about democracy and rule of law and all these things, but actually the Bush administration behaves in a way that totally contradicts that. So there's a skepticism, but there's a conscious optimism that this is really about to turn around. And when we talk to our one of my colleagues is based in Brazil, and down there she watches Bush talk about alternative energy. But of course in Brazil they grow this sugar cane, which is tremendously more efficient, safer for the environment, better source of
ethanol.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if the United, if we're serious about moving away from oil, Brazil's got a lot of help to give us.
Well, you got to talk to the Fanuel brothers in Miami.
Yep,
Ben, it's great to meet you. AVAAZ, avaaz.org, and that's where people can find out more information. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Great. We're going to take a break and return here live from Denver. It's the Peter B. Collins Show. I want to thank Green 960 in San Francisco for the special streaming coverage, the live stream at green960.com. And there are podcasts and excerpts available for you there, too. So please go in and check it out. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. Starting in Live Oaks, Soquel Avenue at Paul Mini Avenue, we have a two-car fender bender off to the side. For Gilroy, Highway 25 at Bolsa Road, we have a railroad crossing failure. It looks like the arms are stuck in the down position, and that is causing delays if you're in the area. 17 Santa Cruz Mountains currently checks in Stalin accident-free. A problem for 101 leaving South San Jose. It's actually on the northbound side of 101 after Blossom Hill Road. Grass fire burning off to the side. Fire department partially blocking the right-hand lane. They have helicopters dropping water near the roadway. Minimal impact on traffic since it's northbound, but you will see some heavy traffic on the southbound side as you head down towards Morgan Hill. And this is brought to you by JCPenney. It's the JCPenney Back to School Checkout Sale with Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get that look for back to school. JCPenney, if you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Want to save money, have fun, and walk a little lighter on the planet? Listen to Tomorrow Matters, talk radio for a better tomorrow, weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on KRXA 540 AM. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, as we bring in the experts to discuss how to cut energy costs, how to build community, and how to lower our ecological footprints. It's good for our pocketbooks, and it's good for the planet. And we have to, because tomorrow really does matter.
Labor Day weekend at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Reggae. The 13th annual Monterey Reggae Fest. Huge with teen gaming tournaments. 3-on-3 basketball, food, craft booths, and reggae all day. Headliners include Holly Butts, New Kingston Band, Queen Omega, Soul Magic, and Mama Baraka. Go online for the complete lineup or just show up for the fun at Monterey Bay Style Reggae.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Denver here at Noisy Mile High Stadium. Barack Obama will be accepting the nomination of the Democratic Party coming up in just an hour or so. Let's fade the music, Nick. Thank you very much. Nick Tanum is at our controls back at Master Control and keeping us on track here. It's a wild ride here in Denver doing a radio broadcast in the middle of 75,000 people. John Rowan joins us right now, National President of the Vietnam Veterans of America, and in a moment we'll meet Don Overton, who is the Executive Director of Veterans of Modern Warfare. First to you, John, I was pleased to see Jim Webb's new GI Bill passed this year. Disgusted to see John McCain and George W. Bush try to take credit for a bill that they were opposed to. And I want to ask your sense of what more needs to be done, because I believe that the Bush administration, for all its talk of honoring our troops and supporting our troops and trying to conflate funding for the occupation of Iraq with supporting our troops, that they haven't done much to really support the troops, particularly returning vets.
Well, as regarding the GI Bill, one of the things we're concerned about is making sure it gets implemented. It's nice to pass a bill, but then we have to put a budget behind it, then we have to put all sorts of regulations out there, get it out into the ground, and making sure that the veterans in the schools actually get access to this thing as quickly as possible. One of the things we're also interested in doing is in trying to get some other companion bill out. Sherrod Brown's got a bill that we've also been talking to Senator Burr, a Republican, about, joining together on this one, which would create basically vet centers on the campuses, so that we would create a veterans program on each of the major campuses, which would not only just advise them with regards to education and finances and the usual things that you would see in that regard, but also do something they didn't do in my era, in the Vietnam era, which is provide counseling for PTSD.
Yeah.
Now that we all know what that's all about, and we know how much it is a problem amongst the new veterans.
Well, especially the developments in brain mapping that help us understand the physical damage to the brain caused by psychological stress.
Yes. No, that is true. I mean, there are so many new things now that they've got to know. Just the idea, the fact that it's interesting to me when I talk to the newer veterans, they know what PTSD is. We had no clue.
Yeah.
So, you know, we dealt with a horrors with drugs and alcohol and other kinds of silliness, and in some cases workaholics.
Yeah.
I got Vietnam veterans even today, now that they're retiring, having problems because they don't work anymore.
Oh yeah. And what about the legacy of homelessness? Are we going to deal with the root causes so that the next wave of veterans don't form our homeless population in 20 years?
Well, again, with the issues of PTSD, now that we know what to do, at least the vet centers exist. They need more funding. They need to be expanded. And they, unfortunately, we need to get more psychiatric social workers, all of those folks who can help them out in counseling, and we need to bring them in. We've still got a stigma problem in this country with mental health issues and even talking about it. And, of course, many of the newer, younger veterans are afraid that if they start reporting PTSD, they're going to have a problem getting a job.
Yeah, yeah.
And truthfully, that's a real issue.
Let's talk to Don Overton. He's Executive Director of the Veterans of Modern Warfare. And your group is working on behalf of veterans who served from 1994 forward. Is that right?
Actually, 1990 forward, the first Persian Gulf War, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, to the present OAF, OIF operation.
Okay. And tell me a little bit, one of the things that I'm really concerned about, Donald, is the exposure to depleted uranium. And I feel that the military and the VA have turned a blind eye to the very real medical problems caused by our troops being exposed to DU.
Unfortunately, we just had a very discouraging report come out on the fact that once again the Department of Defense is failing to, you know, even notice to any extent whatsoever the exposure to depleted uranium, similar to what we've seen since the first Persian Gulf War with Gulf War syndrome. Once again, we find ourselves in another uphill battle, realizing that we've been inflicted and affected by our exposures, but being told that it never happened.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me some of the other key issues that you're working on with veterans from 1990 to date.
Well, currently, coming up actually September 15th and 16th, the Research Advisory Committee will be issuing its comprehensive report on Gulf War illness. We've got a lot of funding going into the research right now for that. Secretary Peake of the Department of Veterans Affairs has also just fielded a new Gulf War Advisory Committee to look into the original Gulf War. And, of course, now our current issues going along with traumatic brain injury being one of the major issues of the day, with well over 300,000 troops currently being affected by traumatic brain injury, as well as, you know, the traumatic nature of the injuries that are coming out due to the new body armor and the new extent of warfare. So we're very concerned whether or not the VA will be able to meet the needs of vocational rehabilitation needs, educational needs of these new veterans with their unique situations.
There's a writer named Joshua Kors who's written a number of stories for The Nation magazine about the issues of veterans. And, for example, he takes the case of one individual who served with distinction, came back with serious PTSD or brain injuries, and they diagnosed him as having pre-existing conditions, which has to be a lie because they wouldn't have sent him to Iraq if he had those kind of conditions before he shipped out. Yet we see them trying to wiggle out of their responsibility to these very brave injured veterans. Has that situation improved at all?
Well, unfortunately it hasn't, and as a matter of fact, you'll begin to hear more and more on this topic. There are several reporters as well as congressional leaders that are fielding inquiries right now to look into just that situation. It's the unfortunate aftermath of an attempt to, you know, limit access to benefits for these individuals. And as we all know, if we were fit for duty and we were fit to don the uniform and enter into a combat theater, then there's absolutely no way that these conditions pre-existed prior to our ability to serve.
That's Don Overton of Veterans of Modern Warfare. And John Rowan, Vietnam Vets of America, just a quick comment. Will your generation have, you know, operate as mentors for the new generation of returning vets?
That's what our organization is trying to do. Obviously, Vietnam Veterans of America is a last person organization. And so we've tried to work and help the Veterans of Modern Warfare get there created.
Yeah, very good, sir. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you both. John Rowan, he's the National President of Vietnam Veterans of America, and Donald Overton from the Veterans of Modern Warfare.
Thanks
for the work you do, and don't stop, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'm Peter B. Collins. We're going to do more here from Denver because, well, I promised, we've got one more hour of our live coverage from Mile High Stadium, where Barack Obama will accept the nomination in, well, just a couple of hours. Hi, it's Peter B., urging you to check out a new website, MendingAmerica.com, dedicated to mending the damage done to our American fabric by 8 years of George W. Bush. It looks like another T-shirt site, and it is. But look deeper. Read the stories represented in the T-shirts. Hear the message of hope that our fabric can be restored, and we can once more take pride in America. Mending America believes the mending must start with the American people. We must reconnect with the values and the courage that founded this country. Join in by clicking the words opening question at the top of the homepage and email your thoughts. Support this effort by buying the T-shirts and bumper stickers. Better yet, buy the note cards and send the word to Congress, the media, and your friends. America is on the mend, and a bright future lies before us. Use the promo code Peter B in lowercase at mendingamerica.com and get a 15% discount. That's mendingamerica.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Howard Arenstein, live at the Democratic National Convention in Denver.
I can tell
tell you that the road to victory will not be easy.
Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, a veteran of the civil rights movement, told the gathering crowd of at least 75,000 people in Denver's NFL stadium that tonight Barack Obama will be making a down payment on the fulfillment of the dream of Martin Luther King, who spoke at the Lincoln Memorial exactly 45 years ago today.
We must march to the ballot box. We must march like we never marched before to elect the next president of the United States, Senator Barack Obama. We can do it. We must do it.
For a preview of what Obama will say, let's go live down to the field and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Howard, hoping for the political equivalent of a game-winning touchdown pass, Barack Obama will tell this huge crowd and the broadcast audience that the nation is at a defining moment. The advanced text shows him repeatedly trying to link John McCain to what Obama describes as the failed presidency of George W. Bush. Obama says the American promise is at stake, Howard.
CBS's Steve Futterman says it's a mile-high celebration.
There is certainly a festive atmosphere inside the stadium. Some people here in the stands are doing the wave, and American flags are being handed out. Outside the stadium, though, not so festive. Incredibly long lines. People were told to come early. Those who didn't heed that advice are now having very long waits.
Yes, we can. It was all the workers organized.
John Legend and Will.i.am just sang their viral YouTube video, getting the crowd warmed up for tonight's main event in just 2 hours. I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Denver. Harley Carnes has more CBS News.
Flooding in Jamaica and in St. Thomas, Lois Hugh at the Red Cross.
The parish of St. Thomas, which has already begun to feel the effects of the tropical storm. In fact, we've just had reports that there are roofs that have been taken off already and that people are moving.
After the islands, Gustav is expected to be Gulf-bound. If Gustav makes any kind of mess out of oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico, we will all feel it. Short-term, says Tom Closa at the Oil Price Information Service.
This is going to be much less of a crude oil event and much more of a refined products event, which is to say that it's going to increase prices over a short period of time for gasoline, for diesel fuel, and for jet fuel.
Oil prices today came down more than $2.50 to $115.57 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow gained more than 212 points. The Nasdaq picked up 29. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, declare the Salmonella outbreak over and done. And they say we may never know for sure if it came from Mexico. This is CBS News.
Don't miss Lowe's Big Labor Day event, where you can get 10% off major appliances priced at $397 and above. Get $5 off 1 gallon or $20 off 5 gallon qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. And get 12 months special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Not to mention new lower prices throughout the store. So come to Lowe's this Labor Day weekend. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Credit offer available August 28th through September 1st.
Now is the perfect time to celebrate your love at the Zales Labor Day event. Now through Monday, take an extra 10% off select regular and sale items store-wide. And take advantage of a special offer on a very special item. A beautiful sapphire and diamond bracelet, available in limited quantities. Just $99 for a limited time. It's the perfect time to find the perfect piece of jewelry. An extra 10% off store-wide at the Zales Labor Day event. Now through Monday at salesandzales.com. America's diamond store since 1924.
Finding one of those Doctor Who phone booths in England is becoming a challenge.
No trip to London is complete without stepping inside one. The red telephone booth, fast becoming an endangered species in Britain. Fewer than 13,000 remain, and the phone company BT announcing plans this year to do away with hundreds of them. To the rescue, Conservative Party lawmaker Alan Duncan brokering a deal with the phone company whereby local communities can adopt the iconic kiosks intact to help preserve their heritage. He says the plan will ensure that red phone boxes do not disappear into the great gray blur of the modern British streetscape. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
In the little town of Hoshton, Georgia, is trying to break a world record for scarecrows. Residents are building hundreds of them. Old clothes on poles, stuffed with straw, ready to chase crows from the corn. They also have a scarecrow in scuba gear, one that looks like Elvis, another like Jesus, and one for every member of the Georgia Bulldogs football team. Their plan is at least 4,000 scarecrows in time for Labor Day. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
How to be an artist without suffering. Step 1, see the walls of your home as a blank canvas. Step 2, Rush to the Home Depot. Get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint. Step 3, paint. Admire your fine brushwork and use of color. Consider buying a beret.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 1st with mail-in rebate. U.S. only. See store for details.
Now is the perfect time to celebrate your love at the Zales Labor Day event. Now through Monday, take an extra 10% off select regular and sale items store-wide. And take advantage of a special offer on a very special item. A beautiful sapphire and diamond bracelet, available in limited quantities. Just $99 for a limited time. It's the perfect time to find the perfect piece of jewelry. An extra 10% off store-wide at the Zales Labor Day event. Now through Monday at salesandzales.com. America's diamond store since 1924.
Just a year ago, 9 Democrats were fighting for the presidential nomination. We've reached the finale. Now live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, here's Peter B. Collins.
We're into the final hour of our live remote broadcast from the Democratic National Convention in Denver. We moved over to Mile High Stadium today, 75,000 people, most in the House already. Barack Obama will be giving his speech about 8 o'clock local time. That's 7 Pacific, and it should be quite an event. I'm certainly looking forward to that. I've seen him speak in person on 4 different occasions, twice at the Take Back America conference, and I have always been impressed with his style. He tends to write most of his own speeches. He's an excellent writer. He knows how to put together a narrative and how to engage each of us in the issues that he discusses. And I think we're going to see a very interesting speech from the Democratic nominee, Barack Obama, this evening. And I want to give a shout out to our weekend listeners who will hear this broadcast replayed on Saturday in Portland, Seattle, and Green 960 in San Francisco. And for our San Francisco listeners, I want you to know, go to green960.com, and you can hear segments on podcast or archived audio. There are also some snippets there of highlights that the Green 960 folks have put together. So if you missed any of our coverage this week, you can catch up. We've talked to a lot of great people, elected officials, political agitators, and just plain interesting folks. So I invite you to check that out. Again, the website is green960.com. And our house band traveled all the way from Marin County. Roy Zimmerman brought his guitar, got it past the Secret Service to get into the stadium today. And Roy, the next song you have for us is something that is triggered by the McCain-Feingold law. After that was passed, every political commercial must include a picture of the candidate and an audio statement from him or her that says, "I approve this message." And it's a way to put the candidate's own name behind the mudslinging that goes on. Now, that hasn't stopped John McCain, who has some really nasty spots out there right now, and he says, "I approve this message." So that inspired you to write this song.
I know. Whenever I hear Jim McCain say that, I go, "Really? Yeah, exactly. Really?" Well, you know, all the candidates have their campaign theme songs, too. You know, Barack Obama's is signed, sealed, delivered, and Hillary Clinton's was "You've Lost That Love and Feeling." And we've already dealt with McCain's theme song. So I thought this important election, we the voters needed a campaign theme song. That's where this one comes from. I am the donut lady. I am the civil engineer. I am the tractor salesman who's a stand-up comic at his daughter's wedding. I am the court reporter. I am the guy in the sandwich suit. I am the third grade teacher, and I approve this message. I am the dental hygienist. I am the undertaker's son. I'll be the undertaker when the undertaker has been taken under. I am the tattoo addict. I am the runner of Miss Maine. I am the ice cream vendor, and I approve this message. And I am John the Baptist. I am Nancy the
Presbyterian. I am Jerome, the Jewish Unitarian, born again Buddhist, Wiccan, agnostic. I am the banjo lawyer. I am the laptop Kerouac. I am the NASCAR widow, and I approve this message. I am the conspiracy theorist. 905 other conspiracy theorists. What, you think that's a coincidence? And I am the precinct walker. I am the polling place volunteer. I am the statistician, and 4 out of 5 of me approve this message. And I am Yip Harburg saying it don't matter how high the throne. What sits on it is the same as your own. And I'm Molly Ivan saying what's the difference? Who's in that chair? Change doesn't come from there. Change comes from here. I am the huddled masses. I am the amber waves of grain. I am the toothless carny in the shooting gallery at the county fair. I am the singer, songwriter, waitress. I am another mother for peace. I am the assistant scoutmaster, and I approve this message. And I am the White House switchboard operator, and I approve this message. And I am the last man to die for a mistake, and I approve this message. I am the 78% of Americans who think we're on the wrong track. And 84, that's right, 84 now. I approve this message. And I am the, well, that 16% of Americans who say, that could be worse, and I approve this message. I am, and I approve this message. I am, and I approve this message. I am.
He is Roy Zimmerman. Visit his website at royzimmerman.com and pick up a copy of his brand new live CD and check him out at YouTube, too. Just enter Roy Zimmerman in the search window. Roy, we'll catch you later this hour.
Thank you, Peter.
He's our house band here at the Democratic National Convention. This is our final hour of our live broadcast all week long. And Roger Hickey joins me now. Roger is the co-director of the Campaign for America's Future, a progressive think tank in Washington. Their website is ourfuture.org. Welcome, Roger.
Wow, I'm really glad to be here. It's an amazing, all those people he sang about, they're here.
Isn't it amazing how he can remember all those jobs and people?
I think he makes them up. I think it's different every time. But they're all here at this convention, and they're all approving the Democratic Party and Barack Obama.
Yeah. And tell us, you run what I think is the leading progressive think tank in Washington, and every year we've been attending Take Back America.
We're glad you're there.
Is this the time? Are we going to take it back, Roger?
I think we're going to go over that big hump and take back the White House, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a much, much better Congress if we all do our jobs right between now and November. And that's really what Obama's got to tell us is we've got two months to really make this happen.
Yeah. And then after those 70 days, we can all go on vacation and Obama and the Democrats will fix it all for us, right?
Yeah, well, take America forward is what we're going to call this new conference after November. But the job just begins, really.
Yeah.
The job of getting health care for everybody, the job of green energy and transforming our energy system, the job of creating jobs when a recession is looming,
mm-hmm.
All of those things are going to be on Barack Obama's plate, and he won't be able to handle it alone.
There's a rumble going through the stadium right now. I don't know why, but maybe it was a wave.
Maybe the Republicans are strafing us.
Well, Roger, let's just focus on one aspect, and that is the economy. And between now and the time Barack Obama could be sworn in January, a lot of stuff can happen. We see Fannie and Freddie ready to take the bailout that just a month ago the Bush administration said, well, this is just for emergency, it's just for backup, it won't be needed. We got a report yesterday from the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, whatever it's called, corporation,
with over 100 banks ready to fail, like IndyMac. And so I'm very concerned at the damage that can be done before a Democratic president and hopeful Democratic expanded majority in the House and maybe even 60 votes in the Senate can take over.
Oh, yeah, we are...
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter V. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-V and be part of Peter V.'s America.
And if I were in charge of Peter V.'s America, I would decree... Okay, we're back live here at the Democratic National Convention, and that one was my fault. Don't blame it on Karl Rove or the NSA. I stepped on the power cord and disconnected our box here.
But you were talking about how bad the economy was getting and how it was going to get worse.
Well, and Roger, you know what? There's some people who think that sometimes when we have technical difficulties, some higher power has interfered, so I just like to let them know it was a mere mortal who stepped on a power cord.
Yep.
So about the economy,
yep.
Things could get much worse, and are there things that we can do in the interim? Do you think that the Democrats could actually pass an additional stimulus package and get President Bush to sign it?
Well, the Democrats in the Congress are talking about a stimulus package, and this time investing in infrastructure, green energy, transportation alternatives, and things that would stay right here in America instead of leaking out to China the way those checks that we all got in the mail might have done via Walmart. And I would guess that there's some chance that the Democrats could pass something and put it on Bush's desk between now and the election. And they are trying.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no doubt in my mind that the economy is going to continue to get worse as this credit crisis that you were talking about unravels further. Everybody's crossing their fingers and hoping they've contained it. But I don't believe they have. And I think we're going to be in a recession by the time that Obama comes to power.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is the American people will not blame the new government. It's clearly been Bush's fault.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the American people will give Obama and the new Congress a mandate to do something new.
Like a new deal?
Like a new investment program to transform America and put people to work. And if they want to call it a new deal, that's fine with me. It is very, very similar to the conditions that that Roosevelt took power in. We've got a regulatory system that softens the blows, but we will have a recession, I think, by the time he comes in.
Yeah.
And the American people will turn to the Democrats if they think that the Democrats can handle the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roger Hickey, thanks for all the work that you've done to try to take back America. We're on the verge. We've got a lot of work to do. And even if we're successful in November, it won't be over then. We have to roll up our sleeves and keep the pressure on the Democrats to really move in progressive directions.
Ask them about their health care program. Ask every member of Congress about their health care program. And we've got a group called Healthcare for America Now. That's the website that you can go to and put your member of Congress and candidate up against the wall about what they're going to do about health care.
All right. Roger Hickey, always a pleasure. Thanks again for your work. I'm Peter B. Collins in Denver. We'll take a break here at 19 minutes past the hour and return with more as we lead up to Barack Obama's acceptance speech here at Mile High Stadium tonight on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares. The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Ever thought about shipping your child to a remote island? Want to send them to their room for the rest of their life? I can help. I'm Mark Lecluse, an intern psychotherapist practicing in SoCal under the supervision of Dr. Chaim Barton. For the past 10 years, I've been helping parents, teens, and kids overcome challenges in their lives, and I'd like to help you too. I can work with your family to resolve conflicts, improve communications, and solve problems. Together, we can turn struggles and challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. I offer an affordable sliding scale and am currently accepting new clients. Please call for an appointment. 831-818-4033. Parenting doesn't have to be so hard. I'm Mark Lecluse. Give me a call. 818-4033. That's 818-4033.
Checking traffic on KRXA. Couple of Morgan Hill problems. South 101 at Cochran Road. A broken down car. That's blocking one of the lanes of the off-ramp. Also, South 101 before Dunn Avenue. Watch out for a big piece of tire tread. That's in the left-hand lane. 152 eastbound after Casa de Fruta Parkway. We had a car fire. It's now out. That may still have the right lane partially blocked. CHP's on the scene. And look for some heavy traffic as you approach the area. And up in Boulder Creek, Swanton Road at Last Chance Road. We have an accident where a vehicle struck a utility pole. No reports of injuries, and CHP is on the way up to that. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know a new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale in the United States has more than doubled? Ask your used car dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. As always, if you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
1, 2, 3, we're on a radio show in San Francisco. Can I just ask you a couple of questions?
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show live at Denver's Mile High Stadium, and I just plucked a woman out of the crowd here and asked her to talk to me, and she hasn't said no. Who are you? Where are you from, ma'am?
My name is Joyce Thomas. I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Now, Michigan is a hard-hit state. I have relatives there. I have some relatives who live right outside of Flint. Tell me what it's like right now.
It's economically depressed, and we're hoping that Obama will be able to change that around. We would like for him to come to our city, stand in the unemployment line, and see the people there, and see how depressed our city is, because General Motors is moving out, laying off people, and and we're part of the original GM town.
Yeah. Do you work for GM?
No, I work for a state rep, and I'm an independent meeting planner.
And tell me this, one of the things I believe is that what Detroit really needs and what American manufacturing needs is universal single-payer health care. What do you think that would do for Detroit?
It would be huge for Detroit. It would be huge for America, actually. Yes.
And what else inspires you about Senator Obama?
Oh, he's about change. It's time for change. He's about grassroots people, because the grassroots people are the ones that are going to be knocking on doors, doing campaign stuff, getting people out to vote, and I think that focus needs to stay there.
Thank you very much. Just one more thing. What about Kwame Kilpatrick?
No comment.
Have you ever gotten a text message from him?
No.
Hello, sir. Your name and where are you from?
I'm Irwin Redliner from New York.
Welcome, Irwin. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
What does this mean to you?
Well, I think this is a really historic convention, and we're looking forward to a very strong ticket coming out of this convention, and fascinated by the fact that the Republicans and McCain are going to choose the VP nominee tomorrow, and it's just, I can't even imagine who they're going to pick that's going to be able to adequately confront this extraordinary ticket of Obama-Biden. So we're feeling pretty good, I'd say, overall.
Somebody dug up a clip from 2000 when John McCain identified Dick Cheney as his ideal vice presidential candidate. Any reaction to that?
Well, I'm sure McCain then must feel profoundly disappointed that Cheney's unable to run again, but I'm sure he'll find somebody else equally wrong for America at this point. And, you know, it's just that we're at a time where the country really does need to change. We have problems that are deeply affecting the way Americans live and the way we're perceived worldwide. And John McCain, unfortunately, is just on the wrong boat at the wrong time. And hopefully the country will see this as the Obama-Biden time to turn things around in America.
Now, as a New Yorker, were you originally a Clinton supporter?
I was. In fact, I was head of Clinton's doctors organization nationally, and I'm doing the same thing now for Obama. I'm co-chair of the doctors for Obama-Biden, and we're looking forward to making sure that health care remains a powerful and important issue in the campaign.
I'm sure with you there. And tell me this, have your friends who supported Hillary signed on with full faith on the Barack Obama campaign?
Well, frankly, it's taking a lot longer than I thought. And no question about it, Hillary engendered a tremendous amount of emotional connection among supporters who really, really believed in her, myself included.
Interesting choice of verb, engendered.
Yes, that's true. It is an interesting, now that I think of it. I don't know whether I should have said that or not, but no, it's true that, and for a lot of people, it's been difficult making this transition, but we have to get on with it and really get to the task of making sure that we get Obama in the White House. And, you know, this is the reality of life, and sort of avoiding it or trying to stay home or vote for the other guy would be so incredibly wrong that we can't emphasize that enough.
All right. Thank you very much, Irwin. Great to meet you.
Nice to meet
Thanks
you.
Thanks for stopping by. And I got about 30 seconds here. Let's talk to you, sir.
All
your
right.
name and where are you from?
My name is Rob. I'm from Texas.
All right. And what does the Obama candidacy mean to you?
The jury is still out on that, actually. Watching with anticipation, finding out what Obama is representing, what his promise is.
Are you an unhappy Hillary supporter?
I was a Hillary supporter. I wouldn't say I'm unhappy at the moment. I think I, like a lot of people, feel a little disenfranchised at the moment.
Yeah, but you're not from Florida or Michigan.
Well, that's true. But that means that my vote was placed in the hands of somebody else, and I'm a little unhappy about that.
I'm out of time. Thank you very much. Good to see you here. I'm Peter B. Collins, live from Denver on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
There's more than one side to contemporary affairs. In fact, there's usually more than two sides. On Thursday nights at 10, listen in on KRXA 540, and you'll hear at least four. You'll hear the perspectives of Mark Leonard, Tony Rudy, Billy Sunshine, and me, Jack Hart. We have guests bring their own expertise and experience to their analysis of current events. Join us each Thursday night at 10 for a different perspective. And on September 4th, our show will expand to 2 hours, and we'll start at 9 in the evening and go through to 11. Join us here on KRXA 540.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Governor Bush swung far to the right and sought out the base support of Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell. Those aren't the ideas that I think are good for the Republican Party.
I believe that the Christian right has a major role to play in the Republican Party.
Neither party should be defined by pandering to the outer reaches of American politics and the agents of intolerance.
Do you believe that Jerry Falwell is still an agent of intolerance?
No, I don't.
Took us a long time to get in the situation we're in, and to say that and somehow assume that in a few months that things are going to get all better, I think is not realistic.
Say it's all in. How long are you going to give it to work?
A few months.
That Al-Qaeda is going back into Iran and receiving training and are coming back into Iraq from Iran, that's well known.
So
I'm sorry, the Iranians are training extremists, yeah. Not Al-Qaeda.
Democrats are meeting in the Mile High City, hoping to heal divisions and take on the Republican attack machine this November. Peter B. is on the scene, bringing you the voices of change. Now, live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, here's Peter B. Collins.
We continue our coverage from Mile High Stadium. We moved over here from the convention center today. Barack Obama will take the stage in about an hour and a half, and it's surprising, but the program here is 5 minutes ahead of schedule. Could that ever happen? Stevie Wonder has taken the stage and is entertaining the crowd right now. Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico was the last speaker, and he got the House rocking. We heard a wave of thumping in the the seats right above us here in the stadium, he closed his speech with this statement: "We don't need another 4 years of more of the same. It's time for the change America needs. This is the judgment and vision of Barack Obama. This is the preparation he has to be President of the United States. And this is the man we need to return our country into the goodwill of other nations and the grace of history." And I have to say, I had a chance to shake Bill Richardson's hands the other night and let him know that I favored him as the vice presidential choice. Apparently, Barack Obama wasn't listening to me, and I'm shocked to know that. But he, I believe, will be a major figure in the foreign policy unit of the incoming Obama administration. And I look forward to that because he's a man with experience as a diplomat. And I really do believe that one of the biggest differences between McCain and Obama is that McCain would shoot first and Obama would talk first. And I think those are very critical differences, as we've seen graphically in the last few years. Bill Gillespie joins me now. He's a Democrat for Congress in Georgia, in the area near Savannah. Bill, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. This is a historic moment.
It sure is. Now, I want to just identify myself. I'm a liberal, and I'm one of those people who use the label progressive now because Reagan, you know, took liberal and turned it into a poison word, and the right wing has continued to do that. How liberal is your district, and how liberal are you?
My district in Georgia, the first congressional district, which is 25 counties, all of coastal Georgia, it's not very, very liberal. It usually goes Republican, especially in the last 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, you know, the wedge issues, the fundamentalist Christian views have been usurped by people's economic self-interest. And we've gone so far backwards in terms of education and healthcare and quality of life and marginalizing working families, working people, shrinking the middle class. So this is the first time that wedge issues don't matter. And people are looking for leadership. They're looking for improvement. They're looking for vision. And our district just isn't set up for the 21st century. We lost almost 90% of our large manufacturing jobs in the last 20 years. So I think that Georgia could easily go blue. And my district is ready to go blue.
And I believe that health care is an issue that is now crossing party lines because business people know that the escalating costs and reduced coverage hurt them in recruiting employees, in maintaining a workforce that isn't sick and that's there and has high productivity. Do you think we're going to see a real consensus build about covering every American with health care?
I think so. I think we're ready to take some incremental steps to get there to universal health care, one payer, the government, where everybody has the opportunity. It's so sad to interact with college students, working families, the middle class, who have opted out of health care because they really can't afford it. So what I see is the rich having great health care, the poor having at least access, going to the emergency rooms, which has sort of bankrupt every single hospital in our local regional area. I'm sure that's a national phenomenon.
Yeah.
But anybody that's under 30, I don't think has health insurance. I just haven't met many people under 30 that have health insurance. And,
well, they're invincible, right?
We just got to be able to rethink the way we look at health care. The whole industry is run on giving health coverage to the healthy. And, you know, this just from pre-existing conditions, denying people. I'm a disabled veteran, and talk about abysmal care and making it a maze of bureaucracy. And who has all day, 7 days, 5 days a week to pursue health care and bills that they don't think they should be paying that their insurance companies pay? And, you know, it's criminal. So I think it's a fundamental right, and we got a long way to go.
Bill Gillespie, a candidate for Congress in Georgia, is with me here at the Democratic National Convention. Now, as a veteran, how do we deal with John McCain when he plays the POW card in a way that is irrelevant and obviously intended to distract us? Just the other night, he was there with Jay Leno, and Jay was asking him, "Hey, how many houses do you have?" because this is something that has surfaced. My friend Cliff Schechter wrote a book called The Real McCain, and he reported how many homes Cindy and John own. And this has become an embarrassment to McCain. So when Jay Leno asked him about it, his answer was, well, you know, Jay, I spent 5.5 years without a home, without a kitchen table. Now, I really think that that is pandering and going way out of bounds, but he is shameless in using that. And how do we respectfully honor his service without allowing him to use his status as an ex-POW to divert people from the issues and to offer an emotional appeal so that he can dodge, you know, important questions?
Right. As a veteran, I'm very, very sensitive to this. And, you know, in 2000, I respected McCain. I almost came to the point where I could have supported him. But certainly he is not that man from 8 years ago. This last 4 years, he's really pandered to the conservative base. His voting record's been abysmal. The reason why I think I can get the message out to vets to vote for Obama is that McCain's had a failing record in dealing with the Veterans Administration.
Well, and he's only 0-for-11 on veterans' bills since Bush took office.
It treats us like a pork barrel welfare program that they don't want anything to do with. And you know, we've sent a million people to in and out of Iraq. Probably 30% of them have some significant health care. If you were in the Guard or Reserve, you're definitely not getting the health care and attention that you need. That's a tragedy. Even active duty, it's not being served properly. We've made some steps in the right direction, but the VA clinics aren't being funded. They're buildings with no staff, no labs, no resources. They put you on a bus to go 4 hours away where you might be seen or not seen. And that's a phenomenon all over the country. I work for the Department of Labor trying to put wounded people back in the civilian workforce, and there's more tragedies than there are success stories.
Now, Bill, just last week I talked with Bob Barr, a Georgian who is the Libertarian candidate for president. And he's morphed quite a bit since he was one of Nudie's boys who went to wreck Washington in 1994 with the Contract on America. But I'm interested in the political calculus. Does he have a chance of drawing enough votes in Georgia to, you know, have a negative impact on John McCain's chances of winning the Peach State?
You know, I think he does. Most Georgians were looking towards Fred Thompson in the beginning, and then Mike Huckabee, and then Mitt Romney. McCain definitely wasn't in the Georgians' top three choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't conservative enough. They didn't trust him enough. I think Bob Barr is going to get a lot of frustrated conservatives, and I think he's going to pull anywhere from 5 to 7%, which might be enough to make Georgia a blue state for Obama.
All right. Well, Bill, it's a real pleasure to meet you. And my final question, when are we going to get those Russian troops out of Georgia?
You know, I've been to Georgia. I've been to Tbilisi. It's this administration's incompetence in handling foreign policy and not being able to wield national power correctly that's enabled the Russians to do that. And I hope it stops at Georgia. But unfortunately, I think there's going to be more republics, more former territories in the Soviet Union. This is a phenomenon created by the Bush administration, and maybe Obama can fix it through some diplomacy and a big stick.
Bill Gillespie, candidate for Congress in the 1st District of Georgia. What's your website?
Hey, we got a great website. We're posting policy right on it right now as we speak. It's www.billforgeorgia, one word, Bill for Georgia spelled out, billforgeorgia.com.
All right, very good. Are you blogging like a maniac?
We are blogging from the floor, and again, this has been a historical piece of history, and you know, 45 years from the Have a Dream speech, and I'm 45. I was born not too far off from the day the speech was made. So.
Great.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Bill, nice to meet you, and good luck. I hope you win in November.
Thank you.
We'll see you in Washington. All right. Roy Zimmerman returns to our microphones right now. Roy, come on over here. And we got time for one more song from Mr. Z. And again, his website is royzimmerman.com. And Roy, we just got the advance copy here of Al Gore's speech. He's going to take the podium pretty soon. And let's just see, I'm just buzzing through it here. What about climate change? Yes, there's no better example than the climate crisis. As I've said for many years, we're borrowing money from China to buy oil from the Persian Gulf, to burn it in ways that destroy the future of human civilization. Every bit of that has to change. Oil company profits have soared to record levels. Oh, you'll hear the speech if you're watching Al Gore in just a few minutes. You got any tunes in your repertoire about climate change? And
I'm working on a climate change song, actually, but it's not done yet. And neither is climate change, unfortunately. But why don't I do a song about the election in general, the big question facing us, which is America ready?
Escalated, called his daughter Linda Bird. Richard Nixon lied and cheated and recorded every word. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon and hit a golf ball that nailed a guy. Is America ready? Is America ready? Is America ready for a rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Again. Jimmy Carter faced a crisis, botched a rescue, lost his cred. Ronald Reagan said that ketchup was a vegetable. Enough said. George the Elder gave us Dan Quayle, Clarence Thomas, and the phrase plausible deniability. Is America ready? Is America ready? Is America ready for a rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Every little bit of social progress has been written into U.S. law by the upright, uptight, rich, white guy in authority. Only after it was bought and paid for, made impossible for him to ignore, by the blood, sweat, and tears of women and or a minority. So is America ready for a woman president? Yes. Is America ready for a black president? Yes. Is America ready for a gay president? Buchanan, hello. Wikipedia, Peter.
Howard Taft was so fat, he got stuck in a bathtub.
True.
Well, Bill Clinton smoked a stogie with an intern he came across. George the Lesser, what can I say that I haven't written 40 songs about already? This is only bit of a crisis for a couple under 32 years. Is America ready? Is America ready? Is America ready for a rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Are you ready, America? Are you ready for yet another rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Huckabee.
Roy Zimmerman, always a pleasure. Thanks for traveling all the way here to Denver and joining us here as our house minstrel today.
Thank you so much for your support, Peter.
Well, it's my pleasure, and you always make me laugh.
Absolutely. Really, really appreciate it.
All right, check out royzimmerman.com, and again, go to youtube.com and enter Roy Zimmerman in the search window and just see what happens. We'll take a break and return for more from the Democratic National Convention. Barack Obama will take the stage about an hour from now. I'm Peter B. Collins in Denver.
Well, checking traffic for the final time this evening on KRXA, and not a whole lot to tell you about this time around. One accident, it's on Gilroy City Streets, 1st Street at Hannah Street. No details, and actually Gilroy PD on the way to take care of that. Highway 17 making your way through the Santa Cruz Mountains. Stalling accident-free. Definitely make sure you turn off your air conditioning as you drive through the mountains. A lot of people overheating up there this evening. Once you get to the Fish Hook in Santa Cruz, the usual heavy traffic there with stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 1 heading down towards Aptos. Southbound 101, you will see heavy traffic leaving South San Jose, making your way down into Morgan Hill. And 152 eastbound, earlier car fire at Casa de Fruta has been extinguished and moved out of the way. Still some slow traffic as you are heading eastbound on 152 right now. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know that a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb? Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. Have a great night. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
George Chavez of Chavez Jewelry Design specializes in recycling and restoring old jewelry, whether it's old broken jewelry or simply an item which no longer suits you. George invites you to actively participate in the creative process and to personally direct the creation of that special piece of jewelry that is truly and uniquely you. You'll find George weekdays 11 to 7 at Chavez Jewelry Design, 1418 Freedom Boulevard in Watsonville. Questions? Give George a call at 768-8004. That's 768-8004.
Labor Day weekend at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Reggae. The 13th annual Monterey Reggae Fest. Huge with teen gaming tournaments. 3-on-3 basketball. Food, craft booths, and reggae all day. Headliners include Holly Butts, New Kingston Band, Queen Omega, Soul Magic, and Ama Baraka. Go online for the complete lineup or just show up for the fun at Monterey Bay Style Reggae.
I found a Sunday school program for my children, one that has helped them develop their own system of beliefs and has taught them ethics and justice.
My partner and I were brought up in different faiths. The Unitarian Universalists welcome us both and honor our roots.
With so much division in our country, I found a congregation where people with different beliefs could gather as one. Unitarian Universalists seek wisdom from all the world's religions.
We were so caught up in our careers. We needed a faith community to bring us back in touch with the important things in life. We joined the Unitarian Universalists.
Unitarian Universalists believe in respect, freedom, and justice for all people. Come visit our church in the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website at uucmp.org or call 624-7404.
Show live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver. It's kind of quiet out here in the hallways, the entranceway, because Al Gore has taken the podium here. And I know many progressives and most Democrats are excited to see him here supporting Barack Obama. A year ago, there were people saying, run, Al, run. But he's focused on climate change and doing great efforts there. Greg Brockbank joins me now. He's a member of the San Rafael City Council in Marin County, California. For people listening in Seattle saying, where the hell is that? And Greg, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Peter. Thank you for having me.
Greg is a longtime progressive and Democratic activist in Marin County, and last year stepped up and got elected to the city council.
I did indeed, after 18 years on the Community College Board of Trustees, but it's been over 20 years since I've been a civic and political activist and progressive activist and Democratic Party activist.
Yeah. Now, I caught you in the audience 2 days in a row at Progressive Central, the headquarters at the Presbyterian Church of the Progressive Democrats of America, and I was delighted to see that, Greg, because I identify with the issues and views that they present there. What did you get out of that?
Actually, I've been there each day the last 5 days for probably an average of 2-3 hours. There are so many good causes they represent and fight for. I shouldn't admit this, but to be honest, I had my doubts when they formed a chapter in Marin a year ago. I thought, just what we need, another progressive organizations. We already have so many of them. But if they can bring more people in and add to the process, then it's a good thing. thing, and they have, and it is. Their major issues are, of course, things like getting out of Iraq and impeaching Bush and Cheney and single-payer health care and publicly financed elections, four, five, six good things like that. Those are my top causes, too. And so I kind of walk the line between, quote-unquote, mainstream politics, as I said, city council and a lot of other things, but I keep being drawn to the progressive movement and the progressive changes that we need. Sometimes I think we're very close to some of them. Some of them may be not so close, but a few more years off. Now, but we've got to keep working on it.
Marin is on the verge of adopting a clean energy program that would take us off the Pacific gas and electric grid if we want to, and we could buy power from renewable providers, and also it would enhance solar development in the county and allow people who produce more than they can use to put it back on the grid so I can use it.
Yes, 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 but not quite the part about the taking us off the PG&E grid. Yes, we would form our own power company, if you will, to procure whatever power we choose. In this case, we're interested in procuring nearly all or all clean energy, renewable energy, but we would insert that into PG&E's grid, and we would still have it delivered and billed by PG&E, who would get half of our dollar. But we should be able to do it for darn near the same price, maybe a little less ultimately, but originally maybe a little more to get clean energy. Right now, they're only doing 12 or 13%, so many of us are very excited about this. By November, all the cities in Marin County will vote whether to form a joint powers authority, and then, if we do so, and I think hopefully we will, we'll then go out to bid and see if we can get an energy services provider to provide the power we need for the price we want with the, and guarantee that we won't be liable.
Yeah, well, great. Greg, thank you for being here. In 20 words or less, what does Barack Obama's nomination mean to you?
It is the most exciting thing I've seen in my life, and I've been a political junkie for 40 years. This is, he's inspiring, charismatic, brilliant as hell, bring people together, the best of JFK's charisma and Clinton's policy savvy and articulateness and charisma. We need desperately the changes he will indeed bring.
All right, Greg, thanks for being here. A member of the San Rafael City Council, Greg Brockbank.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, good to see you. And Mike Lux joins us now. We often talk to him on the telephone. It's great to have you here in the flesh, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Peter.
Talking to the microphone.
I'm talking to the microphone now. I'm doing good. It's nice to see you in person.
Well,
you know, we usually are not in person, so it's good.
That's right. You blog at Open Left. You've been an activist for a long time. You came to Washington with the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Bill's speech last night?
I thought it was great. I thought I was upset with him for one line, which was, I don't know why the hell he's given McCain credit for breaking with the party orthodoxy. You know, it's really not true. He hasn't broken with the party orthodoxy except on one or two issues. So I thought that was a little silly, but it's sort of in keeping with this whole attitude of always having to feel like you have to say nice things about your opponent.
Well, one of the things I've been working over with people I've talked to here is how we counter the POW card. There he was talking to Jay Leno about how many houses he has, and he plays this weepy, you know, well, I was in Hanoi for
right.
5.5 years. Now, we know that, and his line about missing Woodstock was funny, but this is pathetic pandering.
Yes, it is, and I actually think you can only go to that well so many times. You can only go to any well so many times, and I think he's overdoing it. I think when you're dealing with something like that, like the houses stupidity, that has nothing to do with the POW stuff. And for him to try to bring that up to save him or to cut off discussion, I think it looks weak. I think it looks kind of desperate, actually. So I think McCain has to be careful about going to the well too many times on that.
Do you think the fight of Joe Biden will help buck up Barack Obama and make him a little bit more strident in his criticisms of John McCain?
Well, I would not use the word strident. I think he has to be tougher.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has to be more feisty and fiery. But to answer your main question, Joe Biden is a fighter. He's been a fighter all his life. I worked for Joe Biden 20 years ago, and Joe is not your classic lefty progressive. And sometimes people are surprised to find out that somebody like me worked for him. But the reason I work for him is he fights for everyday people. He fights for the kind of people I grew up with in working class neighborhood and in Nebraska. And that's what I like about him. That's what his roots are. That's where he comes from. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He is a passionate guy. And he's fire to Obama's eyes, you know.
Yeah.
And I do think that it'll help the ticket, but it'll also, as you say, help Obama.
Yeah. Well, Mike, it's great to see you. Thanks very much for joining us here. And we'll keep talking with you on the telephone.
Right,
it's
going
to be a fascinating campaign season.
It sure as hell is.
I want to thank everybody who made this possible, starting with my fabulous producer, Katrina Rill, Nick Tanham in San Francisco at Master Control, John Scott and the gang at green960.com, where the live stream's been available all week, and podcasts and clip highlights are available, too. I want to thank Lawrence Strick, the law office of Lawrence Strick, for sponsoring our coverage here. And 40 or more Peter B. Collins listeners, you know who you are. You helped us pay for the cost of this by going to my website and clicking on the link, You Can Help. Also, thanks to our house band, Roy Zimmerman, who came all the way from California to be here in Denver. And I hope that if you're listening to our live broadcast here on Thursday, that you will flip on the tube and witness Barack Obama's historic acceptance speech on the 45th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. From Denver, I'm Peter B. Collins. Thanks for listening. Green 960's live coverage of the Democratic National Convention is sponsored by Strick Law Office. This is Peter B. Collins inviting you to catch the live stream this week, 3 to 6 p.m. at green960.com. The Strick Law Office in San Rafael represents people like you who've been hurt through the fault of another, an auto accident, medical malpractice, workplace injury, products, drugs. Larry Strick was named a finalist as Street Fighter of the Year in 2007 by the Consumer Attorneys of California, and he's ready to fight for you. Visit his website at stricklaw.com and find out more about their services. Call toll-free 888-529-0909. That's stricklaw.com, 888-529-0909. When you're represented by the Strick Law Office, you have the confidence that one of the Bay Area's most able attorneys is representing your interests. There's no fee for initial consultation. Call 888-529-0909.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive, live at Mile High, the football stadium that right now houses the Democratic National Convention. 1 hour before the presidential nominee, Barack Obama, delivers his acceptance speech to end the 4 days here in Denver, the convention is on the football field. More than 4,000 delegates on folding chairs. And all around CBS's Steve Futterman, 75,000 fans are expected.
And Dan, the stadium is now filling up. You could call this a sold-out event if the tickets to tonight's event had been sold, but they were given out for free. Some of the lines outside the stadium have been very long. Everyone required to go through security. Some people forced to wait in line more than 3 hours. Now to CBS's Howard Ehrenstein here in Denver.
Steve, one-time Obama rival for the nomination, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, used his time on stage to slam the Republican to be nominated next week.
John McCain served this country in war. We honor his service. But that doesn't mean we have to make him president.
Former Vice President Al Gore joined in the attacks.
The same policies, those policies, all over again. Hey, I believe in recycling, but that's ridiculous.
Barack Obama. Stevie Wonder just performed.
Barack Obama.
Correspondent Peter Mayer down on the field. It's quite a celebration.
It sure is, and I think this one could break a record for the biggest political pep rally ever. Thousands of people still passing through the security tents. Latecomers will be way up in the nosebleed seats looking down at a stage that really resembles a stately monument. And Barack Obama will speak from the podium over the 50-yard line.
Obama is about to make history when he does that. The first time a major American political party has nominated an African-American for president. I'm Howard Ehrenstein, live in Denver. More CBS News now from Harley Carnes.
Republican John McCain's aides say he has indeed decided on a running mate, and the announcement will be made tomorrow in a joint appearance in Ohio. Gustav approaches hurricane strength and seems to have his eye on the storm-building warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
There's a level of anxiety, we think, because of Katrina that we haven't seen before in the general population.